world works. So to hopefully save everyone a little time and or energy, here's this. The opinions that you hear are those of the host and callers, and not those of iHeartMedia, its management, or advertisers.
The Monsters in the Morning. Monsters in the Morning.
Yeah, it is. Hey, you wanted the best. You got the best. The hottest talk show in the morning anywhere in the country. It's the Monsters Morning Drill Radio 104.1, broadcasting live on iHeartRadio, which means you can get us anywhere in the entire world when you have iHeartRadio on your phone, that little application. You get thousands of other radio stations, but the most important would be, the most unusual is Real Radio 104.1 in Orlando, Florida, WTKS. So remember that and pop it on there. We also have some great podcasts. If you go to monsters.fm, you can check out all of our podcasts that we have. We got To the Top podcast. We got Poking the Bear with Ryan Holm. We got all the best stuff. All that stuff is on our website. Just go to monsters.fm. And we're live on our YouTube channel, I think. Are we live on our YouTube channel? Oh, yeah, we are. Okay. I got the thumbs up from the king. Yes, we're live on our YouTube channel. Just check us out by going to Real Radio Monsters on YouTube. What's up, guys? I'm Russ Rollins, host of the program. And with all the fellas today, we're doing this until around 11 o'clock. The producers, the Angel of Boom, Angel Rivera. To the right, Mr. Motivation, Carlos Navarro.
To the top, never stop, baby.
And the heir to the King of Denmark, Ryan Holm.
Yes.
The telephone number to dial is 407-916-1041, or toll free, it's 1-888-978-1041. You can call the show when we open the phones up a little bit. We'll do trivia around 7 today. And your chance to win $1,000 all day today here on Real Radio with the little keyword gimmick that you hear. You hear it, they give you a keyword, and all you got to do is text the keyword. That's all you got to do. Just send the text. We've given away $12,000 so far. And I guess there was another one yesterday. And we would love to see another winner again today. And then you can text us at 77031. I already texted people back, so there you go. What's going on, fellas?
Not much.
Everything good from last night?
Yeah.
Just hanging out, giving away a lot of money.
What do you mean?
$12,000 is like my car.
Oh, yeah.
And I drive a crappy car. So you can get yourself a crappy car just on Real Radio alone.
Well, I mean, that's if you won 12 times. I don't think that's possible. I think once you win, you've won.
Are you out of the thing?
Yeah. Once you've won, you got to wait another. What is it, 60
six
days?
Months. Yeah, 60 or 90 days.
60 or 90 days, yeah.
That's not bad. So you can win $3,000 a year?
I mean, guess if you're super lucky.
Yeah, you make
lucky.
A living out of it, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure.
That's a really good hustle.
Yeah.
So, Angel, did you get your suit and everything?
The suit is being picked up today. I went in for the final fitting. My lady's tightening up a couple things, and I'll have it this afternoon. So I'm looking forward to it. It's looking really, really good.
Now, this is going to be for the Runway to Hope, which is this
Saturday.
Weekend.
Yeah, first looking time. Forward to it. I spoke with Karen yesterday, just some of the things that they're expecting us to do and participate and whatnot, and it looks like it's going to be pretty neat.
Oh,
wait,
it
we
is.
Do stuff? Have you learned the dance yet?
So I got the video on it, so I'm working on that. I'm feeling really good about
the dance yet.
There's a dance?
There's a choreographed dance. It's about a 3 to 4 minute dance.
Yeah, with all the celebrities.
Yeah.
Like a Bollywood thing?
No, it's more everybody has their own individual piece, and then they dance together.
Like a show kind of thing?
Can I do my crab dance?
If you want to.
You want
to look like an idiot.
You got the link.
I didn't get
so this.
Check my email.
This is going to be this coming Saturday, and it's Ryan Holmes and Angel once again. Buddies again.
Angel and Ryan for charity.
And obviously, you could tell somebody's prepared and someone is not.
Savannah will be there as well. She goes every year, and I think I believe my buddy Jeff Kaufman and Kaufman and Lynn bought her a dress that she wanted. Sponsored her dress. She's got some sort of Wonder Woman dress.
It was
dress.
A Wonder Woman themed kind of thing that she was looking for.
Yeah. And then, so you've got a suit. Can you tell us what the suit looks like?
It's a, two button, suit.
Ah.
And it's a really cool looking, blue, and, Hugo Boss.
Oh, nice.
And,
nice.
Fitted and,
So you're going to be fitted, looking nice. Savannah's going to have a brand new dress.
Man, you're sending me this thing,
wonderful.
And I really wanted to make sure.
You're moving it, right? Because of the,
Okay. That's why I took it to my lady. Yeah. And so, I want to make sure I represent the show in a good form.
Right. So, Ryan, you heard that, right? Angel, brand new suit. Savannah, brand new dress. You're representing us at Runway to Hope, once again, this weekend. Great event. What have you got planned to wear?
Why do I got a feeling you're going to look like a 1920s hobo? No, I thought like a boxcar Willy,
no.
Booger Beard brand.
No, I was going to wear like some really nice cargo shorts, like a polo shirt.
Hell yeah.
Eyes on. My rainbow flip-flops, because
those are dope.
They're $100 flip-flops.
Hey, everybody knows when they see rainbows.
Yeah. They're like, no, that's fancy.
Yeah. Good. You should definitely wear that.
So here's what you guys will do. I know you've never done it before, and Carlos has, so he knows what's involved. But when you get there, you'll go, they'll have all the auction stuff in this big, big room. I mean, there are so many items that you can bid on. It all raises money for, to help get rid of cancer for children. There's another way they say it, pediatric cancer. To help, you know, get rid of pediatric cancer. It's a great, great cause, you know, but there will be children there who are very, very ill. And that's the heartstring part, right? So while you're there, you can go by and bid on, I think we're going to have a thing in there where you could be a monster for a day and come in for a show. I've got some comic books that are there that are framed that you can bid on. There was some other stuff that we had that you can bid on. But anyway, you go around, you do all the bidding, and then it's time to go sit down. And when you go sit down, beautiful dinner. I mean,
oh yeah,
it's like
first class.
First class, crazy, beautiful, great. Because it's at the Rosen, and they do everything, you know.
I booked I took advantage of that deal. I booked the room.
Good. Oh, you got a room?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
And Ryan's staying with you?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, come, let me stay in the room.
No.
Let Ryan stay in your room.
Oh,
wow. Ryan and Angela's slumber party. Breakfast in the bed. Pillow fighting. Paint on nails.
I don't know if this is appropriate, but I figured because, a single dude going to this kind of event, that might be a target-rich environment.
It is.
No doubt about it. Angel? No doubt
Bingo
about it.
Bingo lollipop.
Big right. hearts, too, and big bosoms. You know what I'm
yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can't pick up on people at a cancer benefit.
You can't tell me what I can and can't do.
Don't tell
them
what to do just because you guys are due in the morning.
It's not my fault that you got the anvil around the neck.
Yeah.
So you guys will go to your dinner, and then they're going to bring out Joey Fatone, and they'll bring out all the celebrities.
That's
usually
the dance, and then it usually goes into the rest of the stuff.
So they'll do all that, they'll explain everything that's going on, and you'll see the videos that are heart, it'll pull at your heartstrings. And then they'll say, celebrities, we need to have you come back. So you'll go back into the back room, and you get to meet the young child that you will escort out on stage. And just a little hint, they like to do something when they get on stage to get a little pop or a little of applause. So you might need to come up with some little, I don't know, like one year we did this little dance, or another year I put them up on my shoulders, and just different things to get applause, because that's what they're looking for. They really want. So you're gonna have to work with them on that.
I got to do a choreographed dance.
It's not a long one, but it's
couple minutes, right?
Yeah. And then come out with like my own idea that I'm workshopping with a kid in like what? I got like 2-3 minutes.
Yes, but you'll have longer than 2 or 3 minutes. You'll have about 20 minutes with them, and it's fun. It gives you something to talk about. Hey, what can we do? And get a bunch of ideas and see what they want to do, and they'll get excited because they want to walk out on stage and get that applause.
I'm thinking pyro right off the bat.
They
got that cold fire pyro that you can use indoors. Can I like sneak
that
in?
Smart.
Yeah, just walk out.
Yeah.
Will you try to use confetti at your stand-up thing?
I did. I have a confetti cannon.
Yeah. You do?
How'd that go?
It didn't work.
Yeah.
They didn't come with instructions.
Yeah. Any little gimmick like that. Like, one year I brought my wrestling belt, so the kid got to hold up the wrestling belt, and it got a big pop, and everybody yelled for him. So anything you could think
they
of.
They thought he was Bo.
Anything that you can think of to get the applause.
Okay, yeah, I didn't know that was a part of it. So, I don't want to be
outshined.
Have you
not been reading the emails at all? There's like six of them.
I got one email.
That means
email.
That means it's one email. They're like, okay, I hope he didn't get back with us.
Yeah.
Oh, he got back
with us.
There's
been six emails, and then there was a conference call, and then individual phone calls yesterday.
Well, I wasn't calling.
Just show up and
just wing it.
Copy the person that's in front of you, because everybody will kind of be doing the same motion.
Okay.
Like my daughter, and her friends at like a little dance school.
All right. Should I learn to floss?
Here's something you'll want to do.
It's just like breaking a stick.
You'll want to get to know the parents, so the parents will be there. So you want to go talk to the parents and
clean your damn beard.
You gotta look presentable, man.
No boogers.
Do I have to? I don't have to shave my beard, do I?
You don't have to shave it, but at least comb it or whatever you do.
Yeah,
to it.
Like rake out those little thingies.
All right. Okay. I got a plan then. I got a plan. Secret plan.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. I think I got an idea.
You got a top hat or something?
You gonna get?
Oh, I should.
Yeah, if you get a top hat, get a top hat for you and for your kid.
You do look like
a
man.
And you guys can both have top hats.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I do sort of have a steampunk looking face.
There
now.
You go. Yeah, that could be your gimmick. We both wear top hats out there.
All right.
I mean, it's silly little stuff like that. It'll get them some applause, and they'll get a kick out of it. Angel, you're so tall. You could do something with being so tall.
I actually I have an idea from one of the really popular memes that's been going around with kids and their school teachers. So I'm going to try to mimic something like that with them.
You are tall. You should go down. You should get fringed and like fray stuff. That like flows in the wind.
That's a great idea.
So you got a room, huh? You got a room for the night.
Absolutely.
That's a good call.
And you can have some cocktails. You don't want to be driving around.
Yeah. All right, because it's a busy weekend for me anyway, so I figured I'll do the show Friday night, go do that during the day, and then I got Orlando City on Sunday. So.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm not trying to be running around.
Another thing is you guys will initially walk out with your kid, you know, the child, and then you'll go backstage, and they're all going to want to go back out again. So be prepared that you go out twice.
Man, it's...
What?
I've been reading the emails at all. I thought you were messing around. Dude, there's a whole bunch of stuff. There is an itinerary. There's a time that we're supposed to be there. There's a time that we need to check in. There was a call with Karen yesterday to let her know that if you were bringing a plus one or not a plus one. There was a conference call of the level of expectations of what we were supposed to be doing when we get there.
Yeah.
There's a ton of stuff.
Yeah, when you get there, you got to check in.
It's not just like we willy-nilly go eat dinner.
You got to go check in the celebrity booth and get your little tickets.
No, I went to my junk folder.
Oh. You know what? That happens to a lot of people.
A couple of things I missed here.
You might want to give her a call.
I got some business to do during the break.
Don't call her now.
So all of your, like all of them went to junk mail, huh?
I got a whole bunch of stuff in this junk mail folder. I thought it was the work email folder and it would just be like, this is clearly work stuff. I didn't think it would have a filter on it.
No.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, you guys will be out there. Once again, it's Runway to Hope this weekend. It's a great event. And
I'm super excited.
Yeah.
I checked out the photos of all the previous years, and it looks like a really fun
time. Is there
an
age range with the kids here?
No, brother. Nah, I mean, you can have two-year-olds. You can
all
have
all the way up to, like, preteen and stuff like that.
Okay. Layla, the girl last year, was she had to been two or three.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. But I mean, yeah, you can have, I think 16 is the oldest, I believe. After 16, you know, I don't think they want to do it.
Man, 16-year-olds are tough, man.
Yeah.
I just DJed an event over the weekend, and you want to talk about being reminded
how old you are?
No. That was the least of my concerns. 16-year-old kids. The problem when you're 16 is that you know everything.
Right.
You have all the answers to you know everything.
Yeah, right.
It's the blessing and a curse at 16.
Yeah.
So when you're hired to DJ for said 16-year-old party, man, it could be intimidating. And I had a momentary flashback of being in high school and being the outsider, and I had to like hype myself up. It's like, you're the adult here. You can handle this. They're just 16-year-olds.
What were they saying that was making
you... No, they weren't saying anything. It's
music sucks.
It was just like, I had this really quick, it lasted about 2 minutes of like, what the hell am I doing? How did I get to this? I agreed to DJ a 16-year-old's birthday party.
I've had several of those moments.
And I'm like, man. And then, you know, you're looking at him and you're like, oh, man. And I instantly went to junior year at Winter Park High, and I was the outsider kid. That's the whole clique. Those are the kids I wanted to hang out with.
Can you play Quali B?
And I wasn't part of their club yet. You know what I mean?
It's funny. I don't think of you as ever being an outsider kid because, I mean.
Air Force Brat. Everywhere I went, I was the new kid. And then by the time I would be considered like someone that had been there for a while, we were moving.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Well, going into a situation, knowing you're the new kid, did it make you go up and speak to people more?
As I got older, it got easier to manage, and it was a really cool kind of conversation thing. But I had to grow into that. So, you know, junior high the first couple of years of high school, you just become really insular, you know, and then you're hanging around other Air Force kids. And so we all kind of have this kind of, you know, hey, how's it going? I might not see you tomorrow.
Can you play Lil Peep?
Oh, dude, the playlist, bro.
I can imagine.
Oh, my gosh. But, I mean, look, I crushed it. The kids had a blast. Yeah. I had them all jumping and dancing and screaming. But it was that momentary, like, you're like, I said yes to this.
Yeah.
All right.
It was awesome.
You're listening to the Mantra of the Morning.
Alexa busy, or she'll have more time to plot against you. Alexa, why are you sharpening knives?
I'm not.
Kind of sounds like...
Are you calling me a liar?
Just say, Alexa, play Real Radio 104.1 on iHeartRadio.
all day. You got a chance to win $1,000 here. Coming up this weekend, it's MegaCon. Orlando MegaCon is this weekend. I will be there pretty much all weekend with the comic book I wrote with Jeff Kaufman. It's called Jolly Jane. Issue number 3 is out this weekend exclusively at MegaCon, which is a deal that Big City Comics wrote with them, which is pretty cool. So, yeah, an exclusive place to get issue number 3 of our comic book. Carlos will be out there on Sunday for Walking Dead and Walking Dead stuff, and also Jolly Jane stuff because he's in issue 2 and issue 3.
And everything else I've done, man, it's awesome, especially a lot of Madden stuff and Red Dead stuff, Identity Thief, every single thing that I've done. I'm fortunate that I get people coming up to me and talking about
so you'll sign,
man.
You'll sign any of that stuff.
I have different photos from all the different things. So just, and if you don't want anything signed, it's not a big deal. Come up and holler at me. Just say what's up and we chat.
And Ryan Holmes will be there with the Geeks of Comedy, and that's Friday night?
Friday night, yeah. And that's going to be a really fun show. It's all nerd culture comedy, and it's free if you're already going to MegaCon, so come check that out.
Did you have to study up for the nerd culture?
Yeah, a lot of study, because that's not me at all.
I like your shirt. I demand a trial by combat is a Game of Thrones shirt.
It is a Game of Thrones
very
shirt.
Good.
It didn't feel appropriate to wear my, that's what I do, I drink and I know things shirt.
Speaking of which, yesterday I did get to see Game of Thrones. Now, you guys had seen it on Sunday night, and we're going in the other room and talking about it. And once again, it wouldn't have bother me. I wouldn't, because I still wouldn't know how it goes down. But
I gotta give you props, man. Not watching it and finishing it out without my girlfriend was a great idea. I got some really good brownie points for that.
Yeah, you know what? How'd you present it to her? How'd you tell her? What'd you say?
Like it was my idea.
Okay, that's fine. But you say, you know, as I got halfway through, I thought, God, this is not as enjoyable as watching it with you.
That's exactly what I said. I said I was watching it and there was something missing, and it was you. And so,
did you make love?
Congratulations.
The credits? Did you make love at the end?
We did.
I know it makes me horny when I watch
that song where it's like boom, 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 boom.
It was. And I know you're not watching it, Angel, but it was a great episode.
Oh, I know everything about this episode, and I have no context for it. Yeah. It's been everywhere.
It's crazy, man. Is this
the most distant you felt to a show like that's so big?
I wasn't into Lost.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's about the other
me
equivalent.
Yeah, I wasn't lost. Everybody was talking about it, and I remember going, "Well, God, now it's so far into it, I don't want to start from the beginning." And I would feel the exact same way with Game of Thrones. I couldn't even tell someone, "Hey, start from the beginning. You'll enjoy the whole 10 years."
I kind of want to watch it over again.
Do you?
Yeah, because I felt like the first 2 or 3 years I was watching, but just kind of loosely because it was so like, "Am I in? Am I not?" And then there would be a thing in the episode that I'd be like, "Oh, that was really cool," and I would stay going. But now knowing the lure, I feel like I need to go back and maybe watch it again.
It's
definitely
a TV show that comes with homework.
Yeah.
It's optional homework, but it makes it more fun.
I went on YouTube yesterday and did a deep dive into the little hidden things. And man, there is so much more to the, like you said.
With Game of Thrones?
With the Game of Thrones. If you're just watching it one go, if you really like the show, obviously, and I'm a big fan of every aspect of the production, the writing, the directing, everything, the acting, obviously. But then if you go into YouTube, there's people that are just so smart.
And they break it all down. Well, they do that if you watch it on HBO the day after, they have a little wrap-up thing, and they have the two directors, and they explain what each...
I've never seen that one.
I love it. Because I'm like, oh, I didn't think about that part of it. And so they kind of explain the episode. But because, you know, next week it comes to an end. It's done. I mean, it's one of the most popular shows ever, and it'll be done next week. Fox Business did a story about them. It says, look at how rich the cast of Game of Thrones got. So who do you think, out of all the different characters, which character do you think they have down as being the most wealthy?
Of the whole cast?
Lena Headey.
Lena. Who is? Oh, is
Cersei.
That? Cersei. You know what? That's the only one they don't have her net worth, Angel.
You know how much she was making this past season?
No.
$100,000 an episode.
So she made $600,000.
Oh, well, it was
actually not that.
She's not making that much because the other ones are making $500,000 per episode.
Well, I'm sorry, a million. I read the
number. Oh, she's making a million.
Yeah,
million.
Yeah.
I was about to say not to say 500 or whatever, 100,000 small. But when you look at sitcom stars, who are all making about $1 million.
Yeah, she made $1 million an episode this season.
Okay. And you know what? For some reason, they do not have her in. She's not mentioned in this at all. But all the other cast members are. So, how much money do you think Jaime Lannister is worth?
Is this their net worth, or is this their
just
much
from the show?
Here's a rundown of their net worth. Of the actors on Game of Thrones.
Why do I think Jamie Lannister, that guy had a background where he already had money? I don't know why I think that, but...
He looks like white privilege. That's
yeah,
why.
There's... I don't know. Is he worth 20 mil?
He's worth $16 million. Peter nice. Dinklage.
I think he would be the most...
And that's Tyrion Lannister.
Because Peter Dinklage, legit movie star, working a long time.
He's definitely had the biggest... growth, for lack of a better term, from the show. Like,
sure.
You know, he's exploded from the show.
I think his income dwarfs everybody else.
Yeah, yeah. That's good. I mean, he plays a dwarf on the show. Excellent.
How much do you think he helped the show, I mean, as far as getting notoriety? I mean, him and the Queen of Dragons, that's who everybody talks about, really.
Yeah.
So, okay, so what do you think Peter Dinklage, his net worth is listed at?
16, 14.
Let's say 20.
25.
15 million. Is,
what?
Yeah, that's Peter Dinklage. All right. Now, Emilia Clarke. Now, Emilia Clarke is...
As the Queen of the Dragon.
Queen of Dragons. Tyrion, right?
She's probably worth 10.
Targaryen.
Targaryen. Yeah. Daenerys Targaryen.
Yeah, break her chains.
Daenerys Targaryen. All right.
So I wish Queen I knew the whole Great Grass Sea.
Damn.
So what do you think she's worth?
Now she's done a bunch of stuff. Like she's popped in a bunch of like things I've seen lately. So I'm gonna say 17 million.
17 million. What do we think, Carlos?
She should be worth 69 million. She's super hot.
12 million.
12. She is worth 13 million. Emilia Clarke. Yeah.
Loser.
And she's a big part of that show, obviously. I mean, you know, I'm not gonna give anything
she's
away.
She's the star of that show.
Yeah.
Over she's Peter Dinklage.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yes. Without her and how she played it and how she's her acting and overall, like, and she's great in interviews.
You might be right.
And she suffered a severe brain trauma where she almost died during the filming.
Did she really?
Yeah, she was suffering through the first three seasons of heavy brain aneurysm. I don't believe in aneurysm, but like she was really, really suffering. And you never knew it.
Okay, so that's the Queen of Dragons is worth $13 million. Sansa Stark, you know, the redhead, Sophie Turner. What do you think she's worth?
Probably cool. Eight.
8 million?
Six.
It's six million.
Yeah,
rather than
she started as a kid, so she got paid less.
So Arya Stark. Now she is one I think is she's kind of like the star to me, I think, of the whole thing. But Arya Stark, what do you think she's worth?
I'm going to go right with same as Sansa. 6 million.
6 million is right. Yeah, she's worth 6 million. And then you've got Jon Snow, Kit Harington.
He is gonna be a megastar after this, I think. Like, I mean, he's already
a big star. Like, sort of big movie. Like, he did a major motion picture.
Which one did he do?
I don't think it did that well.
He did the one with Andy Samberg, The 11 Days of Summer. I think it was called the comedy, the tennis comedy. And he was hilarious.
Was he?
Yeah, he played, like, the opposition.
The documentary one?
Yeah, the fake documentary. It was so
funny. Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, this dude's got comedy chops, too. So, I don't know. He's probably worth $7 million or something.
He's worth $12 million.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Yeah, yeah.
Good for him.
So,
get a house in L.A.
Yeah.
Why is Jamie Lannister worth so much money?
I think I read somewhere that he might have come from money, or maybe he had a better agent that cut a better deal. You can't do the show without him at this point.
He's straight from episode one.
And he knows he knew the story of where it was going, and that gives you leverage in any negotiation.
Sure.
Especially when he's that good of a character in it.
So what do you think for the, it'll be this coming Sunday, will be the finale of Game of Thrones. A bunch of watch parties, you think?
Absolutely.
I would like to watch it somewhere. So you said Harry Buffalo has
They do it. They do it on the big screen, and it's a really cool crowd that shows up for that. And it's, like, again, like-minded crowd, so they're not really...
It's not like people are talking and we're just
watching. Yeah, they're watching the show. And
I might go do that, man. I'll holler at Reese and them.
By the way, they are saying there was another error in the Game of Thrones episode where you can see they forgot to put the hand on Jamie Lannister, you know, where he's, you know, he's got a fake hand.
Yeah.
They said there's a scene where they forgot to put the hand on and he's got both his hands. So they have to go back out and edit that out. Just like last week they had. Well, they're not going to get an award for editing, will they? Because last week they had to edit out that coffee cup that ended up not being a Starbucks cup. It was just from, what do they call that? The commissary?
Craft services. Commissary's in prison.
Oh, okay. Whatever. Jamie Lannister's hand, they got to go back and take it out.
Oh, he's Danish. How about that?
Is he?
Yeah. Yeah, he's got a weird name, right? What's his name?
His name is I'm going to butcher this. Yeah. I think it's Nicolaj Coster-Waldau.
Yeah.
I'm not getting that right at all. But yeah, he's from Denmark, so cool.
Is he really?
Mm. Oh, you didn't even know that.
He's one of yours.
I knew I saw something in his face. I was like, that guy.
Have they
the same person.
Have they announced how long the final episode will be? Because last week's was about an hour and a half, right?
Yeah. That screwed up my morning. That's why I missed half of it.
Do you want to go watch it somewhere, Ryan?
I do want to go watch it all somewhere. Right. It doesn't say how long this last episode
is. I'll watch it somewhere. It's like it's the finale. It's game 7.
Yeah.
You know, it's the World Series. It's the NBA final. This is the Super Bowl.
Hey, the other finale that should be a big deal, though I've never watched it, so I mean, but I know it's been number 1 forever. What's the show about the geeky show. Big Bang Theory. Yeah,
is that done yet?
It's coming to an end soon, and I thought, okay, we'll start hearing about their final episode, but I haven't heard much about it. Run out of gas the last season or something? Because Big Bang Theory was always number 1.
Yeah, they're doing a 2-part finale. It's still number 1.
Okay.
And it all depends. I mean, if you've been paying attention to the show, then it's a big deal to, you know what I'm saying?
Sure. Does anybody here watch it? Anybody here watch Big Bang?
No.
Well, I would have loved if Angel doesn't watch all this other stuff and he's like, yo, I'm a bang head.
I'm a Big Bang head. Yeah.
But my parents do. So,
I'm a theorist, bro. Yeah.
They watch this show so much. There's a prequel show with one of the characters.
Sheldon.
Yeah. They're caught up in that.
Watches it too. Yeah.
My mom does as well. Yeah.
When is this finale coming?
I think the part 1 already aired.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
It would make sense.
Okay, what I'm saying is
basic. Okay, so I'm sorry. The part 1 airs day after tomorrow. The first episode is on the 16th.
It's just funny because with Game of Thrones, I see it in all, not just my news feeds, but I see it on anything to do with prep for the show or whatever. You know, Game of Thrones, there's a lot of it. I haven't seen anything about that.
I guarantee you tomorrow you will get everything because they're going to be on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert on Thursday. So it's just the machine. And so they'll start ramping that stuff up within the next 12, 24
but
hours.
But it isn't what Friends was.
Nope.
Like, to be comparable to what, you know, what the, I mean, Friends was like.
It's literally bigger, though.
It's literally bigger and run longer.
And
but
it was number 1.
But the stars aren't as big.
You're right.
It's weird, right?
Right, because Friends was like this.
The stars aren't as big, but they're getting paid like they're big stars.
Yeah. No doubt. They're big stars, but in comparison to a Jennifer Aniston.
No, I mean,
you know?
I know what you mean.
But I'm trying to think of anything else.
I think I know why, because we just said it. Like, all of our parents watched this show.
It's,
for some reason, this show skews a lot older, where Friends, you were kind of the same age when you were watching Friends.
I think because a lot of us, our parents are watching it because they're still watching, you know, that
network
type of network television. Mm-hmm. We're off on Netflix and Amazon and other things. And
Have they put the show on any of the streaming services yet? That's going to be interesting to see what numbers they pull when they throw this on streaming.
And they'll probably put it on CBS's thing, you know?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they're owned by CBS.
Oh, yeah, that Twilight. I got a new Twilight Zone to watch.
I want to see the Twilight Zone, but then I got to go get another streaming service. That's the problem. And then Disney's going to have one. I'm going to have to get that one by the time I'm done more than cable.
First world problems. Oh, jeez.
In order to prepare for the end of the Game of Thrones, though, my wife had never seen that first season of Pretty Little Lies, which has got, you know, it's got like Reese Witherspoon. It's got
Nicole Kidman.
It's got a bunch of celebrities in it. Well, in the next episode or the next year, Meryl Streep's in it as well. It was a good show, so we started to watch it so I can get her caught up. Yesterday,
we ran out of rosé and we just fell to bed.
Guns and rosé.
It's a good show.
Oh, no, I mean, critically acclaimed. It seems really good.
All right, you're listening to the Monster of the Morning. I got hate mail from my HOA at the old place.
At the old place?
Yeah, the old place. Yeah. Hey, welcome back to the Monsters Mornings Row Radio 104.1.
You don't even live there.
I know. I know. I'm Russ Rollins along with Angel and Carlos and Ryan Holm. I get a complaint letter from the HOA, which I know, you know, there are people saying, I hate HOAs. You know, like, I'm glad for them because it keeps everybody else square usually, you know, but I haven't been living there for a little while. And if you had to guess, what do you think the complaint was? And they said, I have to take care of it, like, you know, ASAP.
Is it landscaping issue?
A little bit, yeah.
That little plot of grass.
Okay, little plot of grass. I keep it mowed. I got to go mow it today. It's not the little plot of grass. Carlos, what do you think they complained about?
Your fence.
Fence fine. Fence brand new and perfect. Nothing wrong with the fence. No, the best I got was, you have weeds in your pavers. You must go buy weed killer.
Oh my!
You
goodness.
Have weeds in your
wow.
So in between the pavers in the driveway. Yeah. I haven't been living there, right? So I haven't been there to, you know, spray any weed. And they suggested buy weed killer for your pavers, which I thought was an odd thing, because if you are the HOA at the Springs, which is, you know, about being outside and it's beautiful or whatever, and
spray
to
that.
And to tell people to spray weed killer, which, yeah, you know, gets into the aquifer, you know, like, yeah, it's kind of an odd suggestion from them, but you know, it's,
that's pretty that's pretty hardcore.
It's either that or pull. Probably I should be pulling the weeds, but
Who wants to do that, though?
Yeah, that's why I'm going over 2 gallons of all the poison I can find and just throw it all over.
It's
a weird thing. I love. Don't you guys love pulling one of those long veins in the grass of the weed? Do you guys ever do that? Like, if you, when, and especially in the summer, rains a lot, then those giant kind of veins of weed go across your regular lawn.
Yeah.
And man, when you pull one of them and you get, like, it's like cracking a crab leg and getting a full piece.
It is,
like,
a good feeling.
You know, when you're like,
yeah,
duck, ah,
got it all.
Yeah, yeah. And every night, and they'll kind of grow over, like, no, not today.
You
not,
know,
not today, Dad.
We got the landscaping done last week. And I'm going to tell you what, landscaping makes such a big difference. When you have someone that knows what they're doing, shout out to Royal Landscape, longtime sponsors of the radio station, maybe coming back, but Royal Landscape, I've known them for a long time, and they did all this this landscaping. And I got to tell you, man, it makes all the difference.
It really does. It really does, yeah. Yeah, it can make a big difference. And you can, I mean, you can get really expensive. You can get,
yeah,
really, you know, if you're trying to set it out with a bunch of different looks. And but, man, it really does. If your house doesn't have a lot of landscaping to it, nice, you know, trees and flowers.
It can up the value, for
absolutely,
sure.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's the one thing I will always pay to have done. Like, I do a lot of stuff myself, but landscaping is, like, respect to that job in Florida, everybody who does that.
The guys
that
know what they're doing, yeah.
Hot,
men and
a
women,
lot of work, and you got to know what you're doing. I've planted stuff, and it's like $1,000 just died.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you just sit there, and you do everything you can to just watch it fall apart.
That was my experience with the pool cleaning thing, too. I when I had a pool before, I'd try to do it myself. I'm like, I can handle this. All you got to do is make sure the chemicals are right, blah, blah, blah. Man, I never could. I either had too much chemical, not enough chemical. It was either green or purple. I don't know what the hell was going on. So that's one that I just say, you know what? I will get a pool guy. That way it's all, yep, always done right.
And time, man. At the end of the day, like, I still like doing stuff in the yard, mm-hmm, and obviously I'm in the pool. But, like, if you're able to and you can afford a pool and a landscaper, that time, use that time wisely and do it for something else. You know?
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. I used to have to do landscaping as a kid. Like,
that was my first job. Yeah, I had a little lawn cutting business.
And yeah, anyone in the state of Florida, if you're a guy, I think most guys had, yeah, a landscaping. You know, you cut the grass.
Yeah, I did a lot of grass cutting, a lot of that, and then that's a young man's game.
I hated that. I was miserable doing it. I did it for several summers, and I just couldn't stand it. But I did it. You know.
There's something good. I don't know. I obviously I'm not doing as much because of the time stuff, but there is something good feeling, just like pulling the weeds when you cut the lawn and you see, okay, there it goes, and then you go along the line and you go across. Like, there's a bit of a
meditative
kind of, yeah, feel to it. When I'm sure the landscapers are listening, like, meditate this, Carlos, it's hot and balls out here. But
you know, Angel being very tall, I like to imagine him in certain situations and see what it looks like. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to imagine Angel.
Doing,
pushing
a lawnmower.
Like,
yeah,
a little Fisher Price lawnmower is what it would look like.
That sounds weird.
I had a side hustle. For years.
You did?
Yeah, I was mowing lawns. I was that kid. I had like 10 lawns that I would mow on the weekends and whatnot. And even to the point when we got here, when I came to Florida, it was pretty much when I decided that I wanted to quit doing that. And my love for me personally, one of the things of, like, that I measure success, the ability to make enough money so I can pay somebody to do it.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Sure. Yeah, I can do it, but it doesn't look as good if you know, if someone knows what they're doing is doing it.
Yeah. And if you don't know what you're doing, like I said, it's just the money you can waste, and add in the time and the sweat equity and the frustration. Oh man, but I do know what you're saying. When you get that one weed,
oh, and it's just right. Like, now you know
like,
what I'm saying.
I am a king.
It just feels good, like picking a big ass booger.
Oh my god!
I will say it is fun working a weed eater. You know, a weed eater is a powerful, cool thing to run with. I mean, I don't know when the last time you grabbed onto a weed eater, but they're pretty good.
They are. They're fun. But then when the spool gets undone, you got to go in there, mm-hmm. and that's usually the end of my weed eating.
There's lawn guys right now that are just like these guys.
Well, we appreciate what they do. We're giving them props. But I do have a lot of love. You know, I'm a branch cutter now. You know, a high branch cutter.
Yeah. I need to get one of those. I have some high branches I've got to cut, and I thought, man.
I'll let you borrow mine if you want to.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'll bring it. Remind me. I'll bring it for you.
Is it for a Ryobi?
It's Ryobi, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you can pop that little 64 volt on
there.
See,
I'll just get jealous and I'll.
Oh, you'll want it. Yeah. You'll want it. It's great. It's
now, great. I did get the chainsaw.
Yeah, it's different.
I can rig it onto a pole.
You want to be that video it.
Yeah, make sure we get that on video.
Make sure you got a GoPro on your head when it goes flying off.
Oh, that'd yeah.
That'd be an awesome video.
Oh, that'd be bad.
But no, the tall branch cutter is fun. I want to get up there and actually use the chainsaw. I get like, I don't know, I guess I'm like our old president. I love to cut brush.
So if somebody's brush and somebody's tree is over on your side of your
own,
you can
question.
Cut it, right?
Bye-bye.
Okay, because I had that problem.
You know, Carlos,
right now.
I mean, told us, documented this for us. He had a really fascinating issue with this at the very beginning. He trimmed everybody.
Everything, yeah.
Yeah.
I was going, hey,
all
I was
skies.
Going, oh, yeah. I was just looking around. Finally, when I was standing at the tippy top of a ladder and I had to do a full, like, jump to miss and not get my leg caught off, I was like, I need to actually go with
slow
the
down.
Professional and slow down because there's some major branches. So, I have most trees in my neighborhood, I swear to God, man.
Is it like a chainsaw or is it like a scissors?
Oh, no, it's not like scissors. It's a little chainsaw.
Is it like a sawtooth shark kind of looking thing?
Yeah, exactly. Mm. And then you can kind of angle it a little bit, but, long pole that does the job.
Ooh.
You're making fun of my dirty pergola the other day, and it's because my neighbor's tree hangs over my yard. I mean, like half of my yard is this tree.
Cut it.
But that is a dirty pergola.
And the rain... like brings the whole tree down onto the pergola, and I'm just looking at you. She's like, "Can I cut this down?"
You absolutely can cut that down, no doubt about it. Yeah, yeah. Well, if it's in your yard, if it's overhanging, because somebody cut one of my branches.
I think that's accurate.
Yeah,
yeah.
But you own the space above and below your house.
Yeah,
right?
All the way to space.
Yep,
all the way to
forever.
Moon.
Actually, to heaven all in some places. In Utah, it's heaven.
Oh, if the moon's over my house. Do I own the moon? Like, if I can shoot a laser, own that spot on the moon?
Yes, good luck.
No.
No?
That part doesn't work. No.
Now all I'm thinking about is moon's over my hammy.
Yeah, me too.
This is 2 days in a row.
Moon's over
two
my
days
house.
In a row that he's doing the egg omelet thing.
I'm down with the omelet, by the way. I actually brought cash if you guys want to do some. I'm not to pay for y'all's, but for my own. But I'm down with the omelet if you guys are down with ordering.
We need an omelet chef.
No one delivers omelets?
First Watch does.
Are they open? Oh, they're just open.
Oh, but you got to sit down for one of those.
No, you got Uber Eats them.
I'm down.
And there was no delivery fee yesterday.
See, you trust Uber Eats?
I do. I don't trust another version of that kind of company because they just got leaked. And I tried to delete my account for this other food delivery service.
Really?
And you can't delete your account. All you can do...
Can you do it in a dash?
Yeah, you can.
Oh.
And all you can do is remove your credit card. You can't delete your account. Like, I can't get a hold of them. And they had this huge leak of everybody's credit cards got out. Eey. And people are ordering, like, massive amounts of McDonald's and stuff like that.
Hey, in a couple minutes, you're going to have an opportunity to win $1,000. You text that keyword to 200-200, and you could win $1,000. All right? When we come back, we'll do some trivia. Your chance to win some stuff. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Mosh of the Morning.
Your next chance to win $1,000 is just minutes away on Real Radio 104.1.
You have credit cards, and when you look at your credit card bill, do you ever check out and see what kind of interest you're paying? A lot of people don't pay attention. They're just like, look, I got to... Radio! 104.1! Good luck. Love to see you win. We've given away $12,000 so far. You could be next. We'll keep trying today, okay? Good luck to you. Triple R segment at 7 brought to you by my good friends over at WeAreNotTheBanks.com. That's WeAreNotTheBanks.com. If you're going to go buy a house, it's easier to work with Brad Siebert and We Are Not the Banks. That's just as simple as I can make it, man. It's easier. They'll get you a better interest rate. They'll work for you. And they're good people. They make it easy. If you don't understand everything you need to know about buying a house, it's okay. I didn't either. But they just recently helped me buy the house, and they did an incredible job. It's WeAreNotTheBanks.com. Doesn't matter if you're looking for a VA loan, FHA loan. If you've got good credit or bad credit, they can help you. If you're buying a mansion or if you're buying a mobile home, whatever, they can help you all the way. It's WeAreNotTheBanks.com. WeAreNotTheBanks.com. Thank you, Brad Siebert. Good folks over there. Hey, listen to the prize we have in the prize pinata today. I see we are filled. The line is filled with folks. It looks like all new people, too. No prize pigs, huh?
All nude people.
They're all naked.
All nude.
The prize pinata is brought to you by Cento Family Moving and Storage, a family-owned and operated company. Whenever the monsters need to move, we have you, Cento Family Moving and Storage. Family-owned and operated. Get your quick instant moving quote online today at CentoMoving.com. That is CentoMoving.com.
Can't get any better than them. They are amazing. The same people have worked there for at least 10 years because they've moved me 5 times. They're awesome.
Up first, we have a family four-pack of tickets to Gatorpalooza, and that's going down at Gatorland. Kicks off its 70th anniversary with Gatorpalooza this Saturday, May the 18th. And we got live music, we got artisans, we got vendors, we got family fun, games, giveaways, and more. Get your tickets at Gatorland.com. We also have a pair of tickets to see the Dan Band this Saturday, 8 p.m. at the Hard Rock Live. Very few tickets are left for this event, so get yours at Ticketmaster.com.
Hey, by the way, you mentioned Hard Rock Live. The Monsters in the Morning will be able to present Ace Frehley on October the 27th at Hard Rock Live. Tickets go on sale this Friday. All of you KISS fans, tell your friends. Let everybody know that Ace Frehley, Ace is back and he told you so. He'll be here coming, once again, October the 27th, and the Monsters get to present that show.
Got a family four-pack of tickets to the IMAX advanced screening of the thrilling, vibrant, live-action adaptation of Disney's 1992 classic Aladdin, starring Will Smith. That's going to be next Tuesday, May the 21st.
I'd have to go check that out.
And then we got a pair of tickets to Bear America. If you've been listening to Beer of the Week the last few Fridays, we've had a bunch of breweries come in that are going to be featured on this. This is going to be this Saturday, May the 18th from 3 to 6 p.m. with over 100 American craft breweries in celebration of American Craft Beer Week. The event is held at Gaston Edwards Park and includes live music, food, and craft beer samples. For tickets, go to BeerAmericaOrlando.com. And those are the prizes in today's prize pinata.
Thanks, Angel. 407-916-1041. Rich from Apopka. What's up, buddy?
Not much. What's up?
Hey, man. Not much. I got a trivia question for you, and if you can get it right, then, congratulations. Take whatever prize you want. If you don't get it, don't worry, because you do have some help. It could either be Carlos or Angel or Ryan, okay?
All right.
I thought this was fun. I tried to play this myself before I saw the answer, and I tried to figure it out, and I wasn't able to. I'm curious what you guys come up with. They did a study, a new survey of, it says, 20,000 Americans, okay, and asked them this question. And they've got the top 10 answers, but I need to know what you think is the number one answer. A new survey, American survey, asked people, what is the best invention of the last 25 years? Which I was like, last 25 years. And it's odd to try to think of what wasn't around 25 years ago. So what do you think came in number one for the best invention in the past 25 years?
Oh, man. Geez, I have no idea.
First thing that comes to your mind then usually is helpful.
I can't even think of anything made in the past 25 years.
Nothing at all?
I haven't used anything since 1987.
Yeah, man.
So, I think it's something.
Last thing I bought was a DeLorean. It was pretty awesome.
The past 25 years. The best invention in the past 25 years.
Have you tried the clapper, Russ?
Let's just go with parking assist on vehicles. I don't know, man.
Parking? Okay. So, like, okay, GPS is in seventh place. So, I'll kind of give you that. All right. That's in seventh place. Who do you want to help you? You've got Carlos, Angel, or Ryan Holmes.
I definitely want Carlos.
Carlos! New American Survey asked this question. What is the best invention of the last 25 years? He said, he kind of said GPS.
Yeah, I think that's a little before that. The greatest invention ever is the internet. But I'm not saying that's my guess, because obviously it was made 25 years before that.
there you go.
Within the biggest, I have to go iPhone.
Smartphone is in second place.
Swerve.
Yeah, a little swervy swerve there. Hey, Donna from Leesburg. You're on with the Monsters. How you doing, Donna?
It's probably the Zune.
Donna, can you hear me?
Hello, Russ?
Did you give up?
I'm just complaining about the weeds in your pavers.
Let's go to Stan. Stan, you're on with the Monsters. How you doing, Stan?
Good morning, Monsters. How you doing?
Good, good, good. What do you think? What did the people answer this question? What do you think came in number one? What is the best invention of the last 25 years? Smartphones was in second place. GPS was in seventh. What do you think came in number one?
Oh, man, because I was thinking the phone, the iPhone as well. How about, how about Google Glasses?
Google Glasses.
Google Glasses. Literally failed.
It did not make the top 20, sir. I'm so sorry.
Had you ever seen Google Glasses, sir? It was the most ridiculous thing.
Funniest thing ever is that I tried to bring a guy in for us to interview him about the Google, and nobody was impressed.
Yeah. He brought him in, and we can put him on.
It was like me showing the power glove to a friend in 89. Like, all you have to do to punch is go up, up, down, down, left, 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 right, and then a circle.
Oh, yeah. What a disappointment. The power glove.
That's it. The wizard threw us off.
Yes.
So you can either have Angel help you or Ryan Holmes. Who do you want?
I'd like Angel to help me.
Angel, what do you think?
Angel?
Did you call him Gangel?
Is that Gay Angel? I didn't know that Gay Angel was here.
What is the best invention of the last 25 years?
And this is regular consumer product?
This is something we all depend on.
I know what it is.
Aspirin.
Aspirin. Okay. Aspirin was invented much, much earlier.
Darn. Hey,
Ross, you're on with the Monsters.
Ron.
Ross?
Bob?
Bob?
Claremont?
What's your name, sir?
Josh.
I'm calling from a 1989 phone.
All right, Josh. what is your guess, buddy? What do you think is the best invention of the past 25 years, according to this poll?
Sorry about that, guys. I work in a print shop, so I just had to run out.
It's all right, dude. We'll forgive you.
How about electric cars?
Electric cars?
It's not a bad guess, but we're not there yet.
I don't see them on this list, actually. Oh, yeah, it is. It's number 15. It's number 15 on the list. So you made the board.
All right, Booger Beard.
Booger Beard.
Oh, wow.
Booger Beard, New American Survey asked people what is the best invention of the last 25 years. Smartphones was in second.
Smartphones in second.
Electric cars was in 15th. What do you think is the number one?
Oh, man. So many great inventions. 25 years. Talking 1994 till right now. We went through smartphones. Changed the world, smartphones. What changed the world more than smartphones? But you did call me Booger Beard.
Means he knows you, dude.
Out of respect. Yeah, using your beard.
Using your proper title.
Oh, man.
Only out of respect and love. You can do it for me. Come on, Ryan.
See, that's a lot of love right there, man. At least he can call you Gangel.
I told you that we now rely on it.
We now rely on this product.
Ah, damn it.
Yeah, it's a swerve.
Yeah.
You rely on it. Is it a physical item?
No.
Hey. You don't ask Alex Trebek questions.
You actually do.
Wait a minute. Are you that hip for asking questions?
Yeah. So this physical item that we use every day.
I didn't say any of that. I just said we rely on it.
We rely on it.
Oh, man.
Come on. This nice gentleman wants to win a prize. Say something smart.
Wi-Fi.
That is the answer.
What? Got it.
Oh,
Boogerbeard.
Oh, you get out of here. You get out of here.
All right, put you on hold, sir. He won it for you. There you go. Yes, Wi-Fi, considered the best invention in the past 25 years. It is amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. It is amazing. We figured out a way. All you got to do is walk into a room and your internet works.
There are so many things that, like, I always say, let's go back 100 years in time and let's present Wi-Fi to a person crossing the Oregon Trail.
And they'll look at you like you are from Mars.
This man is the devil. We must burn him.
Yeah, right.
You know, the funniest thing about Wi-Fi is this. It can take a, like, let's say, mediocre moment, right? And you're like, oh, I got to be stuck here for a second. And if you don't have Wi-Fi, it makes it worse.
Yeah.
Whereas if you have access to Wi-Fi anywhere, then you're going to be at least, it can make a bad situation manageable.
I wasn't going to guess Wi-Fi. I was going to guess social media.
Yeah, I would have. I would have missed it on the second round.
I'll go through and tell you what are some of the things that people did. Because it's odd to think, oh, wow, that's 25 years old. I thought it was older. So we can do some of those when we come back. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning. Morning, Drew Radio 104.1, broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. I learned something about Angelique just now, Angel.
Good morning.
Hey, Angelique.
Angelique here, the dancing queen, along with the Ryan Holmes. Angel and Carlos will be in here in a second. Angelique, Angel, is an equity dancer. You ever heard that before?
She's a horse?
What?
An equity dancer. What do you think that means?
That you've built up tenure?
Oh.
No.
Is it like, I don't know. Is it like how actors have a union and you have to make a certain amount of money and you get certain kind of stuff built into your contracts?
Yes.
Like there's
part
certain,
of a union, yes.
Yeah, there's certain gigs that they know better than to ask you because you're an equity dancer and if you're, you know, not to bother you with frivolous requests.
No.
All right.
But it is part of a union. You do get the benefits of having things built into your contract, or you know, like we get certain amount of breaks and
so it
stuff
just means
like that.
You're fancy pants. You're up there on the scale of dancers. Well, okay, so we want to talk about this in a little bit though, because when you went with me I took my wife and my mom, and we went on Mother's Day to go watch my daughter dance at the Fringe Festival called Wonders in Motion. By the Second Sight Dance Troupe. And I don't know what you're going to say, but later on you're going to give a review.
Yes.
And since you're an equity dancer, you can do that because you're a judge in a lot of these dance competitions and stuff like that, right?
Yes.
Okay, all right, so we'll see what you thought about it.
The last time Chip and Dale came into town, I was the judge.
Yeah.
It was the Chip and Dale. It wasn't actually Chip and Dale's. It was just two guys trying
One guy named Chip.
Just Chip, and they were looking for shorter Hispanic guys. And I was like, I did it for you.
It was Chip and Dalek.
Yeah. That's Pitbull's new mascot. Chip and Dale. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
What are the things you think you guys are in the past 25 years are great inventions of the past 25 years? Wi-Fi was number one, and then number two, smartphones, which obviously are a pretty big deal. What else do you think comes up with the greatest inventions in the past 25 years?
Bluetooth?
Bluetooth, I don't see that here, but you would think it would be, right? I do see online banking, though.
Banking used to be hard. Remember that? That was the worst.
Well, it used to be willy-nilly, just kind of like, keep track of what you think you have, and we'll tell you when you come into the bank.
Yeah, you have to write the check register, everything all the time. I used to do that for my mom, and it was... just seemed so monotonous. And I remember when they came out with Microsoft Money.
Yeah.
So you guys feel that banking is better now.
I do.
With less interaction with your bank.
You know, I went to the bank, and I'm not going to say what bank it is, but it is a large bank. And I was
in
line, they take you out of line and tell you to go use the ATM.
Yes!
Oh,
and
really?
That bothers me, yeah. And I stopped going.
That bothers me because I'm like, you're getting rid of your own job.
So exactly.
You make a good point, Angel. So you kind of like it better when you talk to
The reason I say this, look, so I worked for Wells Fargo for quite some time out west.
Yes.
And I was one of the things that I got really good at was they called it implementation. And Wells Fargo was one of the first banks that I worked for that we put branches inside Safeways.
Right.
And because of being a younger dude and everything and talking that talk, they were like, oh, this is the kind of guy we need to approach people in grocery stores and get them used to not speaking to other human beings. Get them used to going to an ATM machine. Get them used to doing all these things. That it didn't benefit the consumer in the sense that fees came down. Your nope. fees still yep. stayed up there. The profit margin got bigger for the
sure,
banks.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And so I'm always curious about that because I don't know if it's actually a better experience.
See, I can remember going to the same cashier all the time and her knowing my name and all that kind of stuff. And that was nice, but I think it's better to be able to go into my computer and check out what's going on right
too,
now,
man.
And do it online.
I mean, going and depositing the check right like from my phone.
Okay, you can just take a photo of your check.
Just put it in and you're good to go.
Okay, and you guys are 100% right. Those are conveniences.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, the fees or what it costs to pay for banking services have not come down.
You're right about that.
These banks are still making a crap ton of money.
Here's the thing. To me, it's so much more convenient now. I'm fine with it. Like before, you had to go, you know, drive to the bank, go make the deposit, go in. You know, it just was more of an inconvenience. Now it's so convenient that if there's some fees, whatever.
No, but it's not if some fees. They haven't made it cheaper.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah. Well, it was harder before, so...
Yeah, you said
they've done
a lot more paperwork. Yeah.
But do you still have checks at all? Do you use checks?
I do. I just ordered some checks.
Yeah.
DC checks. I got Aquaman and Batman.
That's what you do. That's how you live your life.
Right.
See, and I don't have any checks at all. So when
Are you
I
serious?
Want at all,
none
at all. No,
I don't either.
What about like
so?
Your,
what
like,
I do yeah. is I go to the bank for a bank check. Because the money's already taken out. God. So I don't have to worry about them cashing the check. Here's the thing about a check. You have to wait till the person cashes it, correct? And then you have to try to remember that you wrote the check and that not to spend whatever it is. So if you go into the bank and you get a bank check, it's automatically taken out of your account and that money is within that check. It's also insured that way.
So you can't,
so
almost like
you
a cashier's check almost.
You can't write yeah. a check and have a copy and remember that you made the... You know, that's hard.
I can, but I don't want to spend the money on the checks
because
I don't use checks that often. So yeah. why have them?
Well,
I like having it. There's something still I like writing about a check. I guess I'm old school in that way. I like writing a silly note when it's like, let's say I give it to a friend. I owe money a friend. Of course, I'll say sensual foot massage for the note. You know, little things
See,
like
and
this.
There was,
like,
there was a time where there was back of the house of a banking institution, people would actually read those
right.
and be
yeah.
like,
get a little chuckle, right?
Nowadays, after you've written that check and you've given it to the other human being, that other human being that went and deposited it, that's the last human that gets to see that.
Right. Yeah.
After that, it's all computers.
The other thing they've got on here for the best inventions of the past 25 years, online search engines like Google. So, you know, in the past 25 years, obviously now it's just commonplace. If you don't know something, you Google it.
Yeah.
And it'll tell you.
Where was social media, you said?
Social media, it doesn't really...
How could that not be on there? It literally runs, you know, pop culture, runs so many people's lives. People.
Well, maybe that's older than 25 years.
No, it is not.
No?
It's only around since about 2006. I mean, I guess you could go six, five with... It depends on what you call it. Friendster, if you say that's the first, or if you go with MySpace.
MySpace, Friendster.
Yeah, and then we're talking 2006.
Well, it says online shopping platforms like Amazon is in fifth place. These are for the best inventions for the past 25 years. And then stem cell technology.
Wow, yeah.
I mean, yeah, we can't really use it.
Flat screen TVs are in the past 25 years.
My brother still had one of those really big ones, like the big
the
TVs.
Sony Vegas?
Like
the big
everyone,
like the
every 60 time I see one of those on the side of the road, I go up and I just pat it. I was
wow.
It's like, no,
he
these are just as good. These are just as good as plasma.
With
okay?
the projection.
With the projector. Like, they're going to take your money just so you can hang it on the wall. Guess what? This takes up my whole living room.
Yep. It did.
You know what came in 12th place is Netflix.
Streaming video in general.
And Facebook came in 16th place.
Okay.
So there's the worst. What?
It's the worst. That's an experiment that we started with. Such a cool thing. It turns out it's just a dumpster fire now. I don't think that should be listed on the best inventions. That you could almost list social media on the one of the worst inventions at this point.
Yeah.
Oh, please.
I think it goes both ways.
How do you promote your shows? How did we find out about you? When you signed up for Monsters Contest, I looked up on your face. I was like, oh, he seems like a pretty funny guy. how do people date? I mean, with the good and the bad, it's just like any other tool. Social media is a tool. People use it like it's their little personal, you know, thing, but it's a tool to provide pictures for your family or for if you're in the entertainment.
Even castings.
Absolutely.
There are times castings ask.
Yeah.
For your handles on Facebook and Instagram.
Oh,
and you have
time.
To have so many, or you have to have such certain content on it.
Yeah, but you got that, and then you also got entire governments trying to undermine other governments.
I get that.
But it's both.
And that would be Twitter. I know what you're saying, like Facebook with the whole thing. That was a mess, but...
Number nine on the list is when you make a payment without contacting anything, when you just kind of put your card over.
Love it.
I never use Apple.
I love it. I use it all the time.
See, I don't use it for some reason.
My God, it's awesome. It's the best.
I even got it on my phone, but I never think of using that. I just pull the card out.
When I go to a place and they don't have it, I'm like, what is this, 2015?
You know, I will use cash until the day that
I
die.
Don't. You don't need to use cash.
I will fight it.
You Venmo me money.
But I want the option.
You Venmo me money.
I do Venmo you money, but then it makes you say what the money's for.
That's weird to me.
Yeah.
No, but that's
our modern day.
What is it? Yeah,
day where you could put in whatever you want.
What is Venmo?
So
what
Venmo
is, that?
Is just a cash app where you're able to transfer, borrow, lend money immediately, and then it also creates a timeline of the transfers or whatever.
Like a news feed and of what people are buying.
Yeah, so like, you know, you write back and forth, and it's similar to like the note and the check, but your friends can kind of see it, and I don't understand that aspect of it, though.
You can put it on private, because I do.
Oh, okay.
Every time I Venmo or I give money to whatever, I prefer to keep it private. I don't need people knowing who I'm paying and why I'm paying them.
I always put cocaine cartel.
Yeah. And then you do that, and that's on my news feed.
I'm good.
All right. Well, who knows what the next 25 years, what the great inventions will be. But
it'll be autonomy. It'll be AI. It'll be like, thank God.
But that's already been invented, right?
Yeah, but it's not prevalent. It's not as prevalent as it will be in 10 years.
So you think that's when they count this, is when it's actually in the marketplace, actually being used?
I don't know. I don't know if Wi-Fi has been around for 25 years. I'm assuming the government had it way before that. I'm sure they had, just like they had the internet, like in what, 55?
I hate to tell you, but Wi-Fi was the concept was actually invented in World War II.
There you go. Yeah,
and that was from the texting
and
service.
And wasn't that a very famous person, a famous woman created
it? Yeah, it was a woman.
She's
through
actress,
all the text.
A very famous actress who helped create Wi-Fi or Bluetooth, one of the two.
Hey, but what places now have free Wi-Fi? Because I mean,
almost everywhere, dude.
Most places have it.
Like,
when they don't,
Starbucks,
it's weird.
Target.
Amway. Yeah. Like, if you go to the Amway Center, they have it.
Oh, do they have it now?
You know what? Amway doesn't work for me. I don't know why. I put the Wi-Fi on. I try everything. It, like, blocks me out.
That's the deficiencies of your handheld device. You might want to upgrade. So, anyway, anytime I'm at Amway.
An iPhone 2?
What she got?
Don't worry, Angel. I'm coming for you later.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
Whatever.
Look out now.
Yeah, when they don't, or if you go to a place and you got to ask for the password, it's like
I really use it.
You gotta be careful what Wi-Fi you jump on. You can't just be willy nilly jump on.
That's right.
You need to basically think of it as protected sex.
There's this little Russian farmers market that I love to use their Wi-Fi, and I feel very safe about it.
Is it weird? Like, if you think about it, like at all times, like porn is running through your body. Like, it's like because of Wi-Fi signals and people doing like all this information is going through the air. You're checking information.
Did you
everything
say
else.
Porn is running through your body?
But that's one of the things that's just like out in the air. It just exists, being sent out.
It is weird to think that, like, it's magic, man. I mean, think about the fact that we're just like, of course, we just log into our Wi-Fi. We jump on our phone. We could be talking to Pete Diddy on Instagram in seconds. You know, like it is fascinating. But I don't use Wi-Fi because I have like one of those plans that are, you know, unlimited or whatever.
Yeah.
No better time to live than right now.
Serious question.
Yes.
This isn't a shot.
Yes, I think I'm cute.
Is Viagra on that list?
That was way past 25 years.
Way past, I think.
Really? Yeah. 1994?
Russ been getting boner pills since the 80s.
No. I think it is before that, right? It was in the 80s.
Because it was a heart medicine at first, right?
Yeah.
Tell us the history, Russ.
I don't really know the whole picture.
Don't play coy with us.
It was originally for heart, I believe. And then the guys.
I believe the doctor was Dr. Bronerstein. Very famous German doctor.
The year it came out, it was a big deal.
Oh my God. Okay.
The blue pill.
Pfizer originally discovered the medication in 1989.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
Wow. The little blue pill.
Yeah.
Interesting. Changed the world, though.
I did.
Yeah.
Old dudes, banging young broads.
Sucks.
Speaking of, you know, you said old dudes and young broads, and I remember I told you that story where we went to the Butler chain,
mm-hmm.
and you know the guys are drinking, not thinking really, and not thinking very much, and we're all standing in the water and sitting there drinking or whatever. I'm sure everyone's peeing around me. Who knows?
Yeah.
But they're
I'm doing it right now.
So Angelique, so these are all married guys, right? And they're all standing around, all older, you know, all over 50, fat, you know, whatever. And so people are bringing their boats by, and you know they're not jumping to help anybody, you know, shore their boat up or anything like that. And then up comes this boat, beautiful boat, with four girls that are probably 21 years old, in their bikinis, whole thing. And these guys are falling over themselves to help them, you know, get their, you know, which is kind of funny. But I remember, this is funny, because I remember looking up, and I'm like, man, you think those girls, they have that really expensive boat, they could afford, you know, a bathing suit that fits, because their bathing suit didn't fit right, and her boobs were hanging out underneath
the
thing.
Is that what you're thinking the whole time?
And I'm like, that's kind of weird. Turns out that's now the new trend.
Underboob?
Did you know that?
Underboob?
Underboob is now the new trend, and I put it on the website. If you go to monsters.fm, you can see what the new trend is. I'll show it to you guys and tell
Did
me
it
what.
Ever really go away?
No, this is a new way of wearing your bathing
Man,
suit.
Man, there's something
Aiden.
So...
Underboob?
Underboob. Hold on, I'll show you right here.
It's hot and trashy.
And this girl, all four of these girls had these on. I'm like, poor thing can't afford a bikini.
That fits her?
And
I thought she had a whopping jaw areola there.
So let me ask you, Angelique, would you wear an underboob bikini like that?
No.
Oh, you say no?
No, that doesn't even look comfortable.
Angel, would you like an underboob? What do you think about that? Is that a yes or a no?
I've seen that before.
I saw it this weekend for the first time.
You go to South Beach, that's how they,
But for the most part, normally it's the top part of the boob that's coming out. Like, they push up so much that it's the top part.
I personally think it's fantastic.
This is the new trend this summer. So when you see girls and their boobs are hanging out below their bikini, that is... the new way to do it. What do you think, Ryan Holmes?
I don't see anything wrong with that at all.
That looks very uncomfortable.
Yeah. Whatever.
Coming this summer.
I mean, she does have that strap so that her boobs won't completely fall out of it.
Yeah.
But
so
I bet they
that
do.
Bottom part. I bet you it does.
Yeah,
let
take her out
walk
of
around.
One of the inner tubes.
It's so funny because I definitely noticed that these girls had their bikinis like that. I'm like, oh, poor things can't afford a bikini that fits.
Talk about greatest invention in the last 25 years.
Hell
right
yeah.
On the boob.
Well, if you want to see the
pack sun.
The new trend and tell us what you think, if it's good or bad, go to monsters.fm. That's monsters.fm, and it's under it's called underboob. But I get that's the new way to wear your bikini.
Yeah, no, the tan lines too. Who wants those tan lines? That is a really weird tan line.
Well, I guess so. That's one way to look at it.
That's
yeah.
the weirdest way to look at that.
No, I look at every bathing suit as what tan line is it going to give me?
Really?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Check it out on the website at monsters.fm. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
Welcome to the bank, where you deposit young money and you get cash money. I'm Tunchi, the boss, and live from the vault, it's Bussa Bus.
Yeah, 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 y'all. Swag mania, pop the ghost most. Carry the most beautiful with us happily toast. Keep the faculty close, gross when we give them a dose. Got them OD and leaning in each coast. Scenery froze, take notes.
Real Radio Sports Soccer. Orlando City heads northwest to battle the Seattle Sounders tomorrow. Coverage begins at 10 p.m. on our sister station, FM 96.9 The Game. From the
Real Radio.
Your $1,000 is waiting for you in about 10, 15 minutes. Listen for the keyword that's coming up. Hey, once again, I'm proud to tell you that the Monsters of the Morning are going to present Ace Frehley from Kiss. He's going to be October 27th at Hard Rock Live. Tickets go on sale Friday. Get your tickets for this big event. It's going to be a lot of fun. You know, for me, it's a big deal. Obviously, a big Kiss fan. And Ace Frehley in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the original guitar player for Kiss. And Ace has got a great following. People love Ace Frehley. I think they like him more than all the... Yeah, like him and Gene probably get more attention than anyone else. And we get to present that concert coming up on October the 27th. Welcome back. I'm Russ Rollins along with Angel and Carlos and Ryan Holmes. And Angelique, the Dancing Queen, is here. And I'll let you do a review of a Fringe show coming up in a little bit. Yeah. Angel, a couple things for Angel. One is, have you seen all of the of the press that Keanu Reeves is doing
yes.
for upcoming John Wick 3.
Parabellum. Mm.
Yeah, yeah.
Must see in the movie theater.
That was a slow burn, wasn't it? Because when the first movie came out, you know, you didn't hear much about it. John Wick, you know, some people were saying, oh, this is one of his best movies. But I don't think it did that great, you know,
actually,
in the movie theater.
It did really well.
Did it?
Yeah, I mean, how do you get to three? You don't get to three off of a mediocre movie.
It seemed, well, this is just my perception. Yeah. And my perception is when two came out, it was like, hey, you should have seen one. It was awesome. And then people kind of, for me, I went back and saw it and like, man, that really was good. So now we're at John Wick 3.
Parabellum, where we find out the exploits of his character, John Wick.
And, you know, starring with him.
Hey, Halle Berry,
Academy Award winner.
Yeah, she's going to be like the sidekick on this one, or the partner, his partner on this one. And it's all the things that we have come to expect from the John Wick movies: a lot of gung fu, a lot of cool cars.
Gung fu.
That's what they call it. Gung fu. It's a type of martial arts with a weapon.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And these movies have really pushed that genre. If you watch what he does and the jujitsu that he does in these movies, and the way that they incorporate. The weapons into this, it's really pushing that. It's that style of film is obviously very popular in Hong Kong cinema.
So, she's sexy.
All day.
So I know he's done a bunch of different interviews. I missed the one that he had an interview on Sunday morning, and I missed it. I recorded it. I'll have to go back and watch it because I find him extremely interesting. I mean, this guy, like, he builds motorcycles, and he actually learns gung fu, and he does all the training himself, and he's no dummy.
Yeah, all the stories that we hear about him and the way that he is with his crew on set and all that, it just make you endeared. I am endeared to this guy.
Yeah.
When the very first John Wick movie came out, this video came out of him doing a three-gun shoot. And the training that he put in to learn to make it look realistic in the movies. And from that moment on, I've just been just fascinated with the way that he trains and does gets prepared for these movies. And so I'm looking forward to it. But yeah, he's been doing a ton of press. He was on Stephen Colbert just the night before last.
Yeah.
And he had a moment with Stephen where he left Stephen completely speechless. And that doesn't usually happen with one of the nighttime guys.
Okay, this is Keanu Reeves.
What do you think happens when we die, Keanu Reeves?
I know that the ones who love us will miss us.
At that point, Steven doesn't have a response for him. He leans into it, gives him a handshake, and wraps up the interview. That clip right there, since it played the other night, has been all over the internet. It's just going over and over. And again, it goes into the mystique or the what we think of Keanu being this awesome dude. Like, how do you respond to that question? He delivers the perfect response.
And a different point of view. He answered from a different point of view. There was a story just recently where he was on a plane, and the plane had to land, you know, I guess it was like 80 miles away from where they were supposed to land. And he rented a bus for everybody, not just him, rented a bus for everybody. And then it was, where was it? It was that place where they played a certain kind of music. Damn it, man.
It was Southern California, right? Southern California country?
Yeah, that's where, like, Dwight Yoakam and Roy Buck Owens and all those guys play this particular kind of country music. Anyway, he got a guitar and entertained everybody on the way back on the bus. I mean, that's, like Keanu Reeves. Yeah, he's just...
He's either a time traveler or an immortal person. Like, I don't know if you've seen this on the internet, but there's pictures of him.
In the past.
Oh, really?
There's paintings of Keanu Reeves from the 1800s. There's pictures of a guy who looks strikingly like Keanu Reeves back in the day. So, one of two things. He's a time traveler, or he's an immortal. And now I'm going more with immortal, because that answer was the answer an immortal would give you.
You're right.
Yeah. Do you think happens when you die? People will miss you.
People that love you will miss you.
People that love you.
People that love you will miss you. And I lost people back in the 1300s.
No, dude, that's the other part of it. One of the texters are reminding us, if you look into his story and look at the loss that he has suffered himself, his girlfriend, and she was pregnant at the time, these kind of things. And then that moment with Stephen Colbert and the way that he lost his dad.
Yeah.
I think that's why that made that moment even more poignant.
Yeah. Bakersfield is where I was talking about.
Bakersfield's
beat or whatever. But interesting guy. And the motorcycle he created, Is it? I mean, it's super expensive, right?
Yeah, it's a boutique motorcycle. It's not. It's not. They're not making mass consumption motorcycles here.
How many do you think they've made?
Probably a few thousand.
Okay,
you know what I mean. It's. I mean, the company's been around for a few years.
Yeah.
He just. I think last year he got to run it at a Goodwood Festival of Speed in the UK.
Yeah.
And he actually got to do the run there, and there's a pretty cool video of that. Him doing that. So yeah, but those. I mean. He's getting to do or getting to experience a pretty neat aspect of his celebrity. You know?
So will John Wick 3 come out this weekend?
This weekend, yes.
I was just about to ask if you saw it, Angel, because you're the first guy that really I remember talking about John Wick. I haven't seen any of them.
It didn't hit my radar until John Wick 2
because
he was so big on John Wick. And I went back and watched them, and they are great. So this weekend,
I've actually watched both of them, the first one and second one, three times already leading up to this weekend.
I don't know what else is coming out this weekend.
So do you think it will be the one to
unthrone
Avengers?
If Avengers only made $63 million last week and its third weekend out, that's pretty damn good. Considering there's no other push, it'd have to make at least 40 to 50. I don't know what the other openings have been for John Wick, but this may be their biggest one because this franchise has like similar to like Breaking Bad or something where it's kind of...
a very cult following to it, absolutely. His motorcycle company, people are asking, look it up. It's Arch Motorcycle Company.
$78,000 for one of his motorcycles.
They're not, that's what I'm saying, they're not like mass producing these things. It's a boutique thing.
It's a beautiful motorcycle.
Oh,
though.
They're amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at like, it's a motorcycle. There's not a lot there. What is costing the $78,000?
Well, Keanu Reeves made it,
dude. Neo.
Yeah.
You go freaking in the Matrix or back in time like Bill and Ted. If he's such a cool guy and such a nice guy, you think he'd lower the price of his motorcycle?
Hey, he's not making it for losers like you.
Why does he have to lower the price so you can afford it?
Because I want a Keanu Reeves motorcycle.
Well, then you got to have the right change.
Because people like me.
Then you know what? I hate people like you. Like, oh, everything's got to bring the price down so I can afford it. No, get a better job.
Can you make a booger beer model?
Yeah.
Can you make it for $12,000?
Yeah, Arch BB.
These sell for $78,000, and that's what they sell for. If you don't like it, then, you know.
I'm just saying, without people like me, the fans that have made him a success. I think he owes it to the fans.
No.
Your kettle corn dogs will make up the difference, right?
You know what? Yeah, and I'm going to sell them at a reasonable price to everybody except Keanu Reeves. If you come to the farmer's market on Saturday, guess how much a kettle corn dog is? $4 million.
But here's the thing. Keanu's the kind of guy, if this was to get on his radar, he's possibly the kind of guy that would show up at Winter Park Farmer's Market looking for your kettle corn dog.
No, he'd show up on his expensive bike and just rev it.
Well, how about this, though? Because if this is true, this is crazy. This guy's brother bought one of those motorcycles, and Keanu himself delivered it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so that's
another
thing.
So, yeah.
There you go.
Probably wrote it's full of Keanu farts.
Hey.
I don't want it.
Probably smell beard's full of booger rinds.
I think he's pretty much a badass. And he also, they're going to do Bill and Ted's again, right?
So they're working on that. We'll see how that experiment works.
Yeah. Oh, man. Keanu's the man.
Yeah, I like Keanu Reeves. I don't know if Bill and Ted's going to work, you know, this many years later.
I think it will. There'll be a bunch of cameos. It has a different life to it.
If Cobra Kai can work, this can work.
Cobra Kai is great.
I started watching it. It's good.
It really is good.
I haven't watched Bill and Ted's in a long time, though. I don't know if it holds up.
I don't think it holds up.
When's the last time you saw it back then?
I saw it on TV not too long ago, and I tried to watch it for a little bit. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
You know,
two or one.
You know you're going to admit two.
Yeah, I think one's really probably better.
And the guy that's in the phone booth, who's the guy who created all the dirty words.
George Carlin.
Yeah.
He's passed.
I mean, obviously he's passed. So who plays the George Carlin?
They're gonna just do like a Princess Leia deal where they have like a fake George Carlin.
Oh no way!
Nah, probably not. But I would watch it. Yeah. I want to see a reanimated George Carlin. I don't think he would like to see himself reanimated, but.
As an actor, do you have to put in your contract now, like, don't ever bring me back ever?
Robin Williams was the first person to do that, because I forgot what made him think, maybe totally connecting this, but I think he saw, like, that. Remember that Bruce Lee Lipton commercial where they put Bruce Lee in as a claymation and he's kicking over Lipton cans?
That's terrible, yeah.
Exactly.
Don't do that to Bruce Lee.
Yeah, and then Robin Williams was very detailed, not only with his will and his afterlife stuff, but every single thing that he did was very down to the point as far as contract stuff, because that's why he was very upset with Aladdin and the creators of Aladdin for them using them, really.
Hey, in the next couple minutes, you're going to get a chance to win $1,000. So that keyword contest is happening now, so you'll be able to listen for that. Also, Angel, I got 5 new Oreo brand cookies that'll be coming out.
Dude, I'm already ahead of you.
Oh, you already got that?
Yeah.
Come on, man. Well, okay. Well,
no, tell me about it. I don't know what you're talking about.
You stole my thunder. All right, fine. We'll do that. And then we got email to answer, and then we got a review from the Equity Dancer.
Ooh.
That sounds so fancy. Equity Dancer.
Horse Dancer.
Horse Dancer.
Not equine.
Yeah.
Oh.
Not Aquarian.
Oh.
Equestrian. What's wrong with you, dude?
It's Equity. All right.
My bad.
You're listening to the Monster of the Morning.
Right in my head. I ain't got the blues no more, I said.
$1,000 is just minutes away on Real Radio 104.1 from the
Radio 104.1.
We're not out yet.
I want to know
that's it.
What you're thinking. There are some things you can't hide. I want to know what you're feeling. Tell me what's on your mind.
When did this song come out? The 80s? Or 90s?
That's got to be 91, 92.
No, it's got to be earlier than 90s.
It's Information Society. This is late 80s.
Okay.
There was a brief moment in history where Information Society ruled the music.
Yeah, they did. Hey, welcome back to the Monsters. Morning, Drew Radio 104.1. I'm Russ Rollins along with Angel and Carlos. Angelique, the dance queen's here today, and also Ryan Holmes. And before we move on to, I got an email to answer. I got a bunch of other stuff I want to bring up to you guys. Oh, if you want to see the new trend in bathing suits, the underboob thing, you can see that on our website at monsters.fm. That way you won't be shocked when you see it live and you're like, oh, excuse me, I think I'm gonna...
Ma'am,
you know,
ma'am.
Don't walk up and pull her top down. And
your bosom is showing.
Your boobs are falling out of the bottom.
Your underbosom.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm going to see your underboob bikini and raise you a slingshot bikini.
Oh, you got one of them out there?
You wait till you see these things.
Okay, all right. Well, put it on the website at monsters.fm. That's cool.
I'm so sad.
I'm wearing one right now.
Angel, so there are 5 different brand new upcoming for the summer Oreos. They're always good at making new stuff. But you must get, like, does the company send you the email as soon as they create these things?
I did the thing on Amazon where you can sign up for it. It's a subscription, and they'll kick you down a couple Oreos every few weeks and the new flavors and everything.
Oh, y'all hear that.
And with that, you get the bulletin and you get the heads up. And then also on top of that, our awesome, awesome listeners, all of them, whether it's Instagram, whether it's Facebook Messenger, whether any way, they always make sure that I am aware of anything new happening with Oreo.
Not one damn listener bought me a pizza. I've been talking about pizza for 10 years.
And you tried really hard.
Every day.
Well, you know, they want to keep you out of that wispy tank top, Angels. What's going on, I guess.
That's right around the corner. You guys be ready.
Not with them Oreos.
So tell us,
I bust my ass in the gym.
I'll let you then. You give me the Oreo review, because I've got them here, but I want to see which ones you're excited about.
So what's going to happen here is at the end of we're going to go from the last one that's going to be introduced over the summer to the first ones, right? So towards the end of summer, late August, going into like autumn and whatnot, they're going to introduce the maple cream Oreo.
Good.
With a vanilla cookie.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Vanilla cookie with maple cream.
Now, why did Carlos and Angelique both make a nasty face?
Because they thought it's a summer cookie. It's not a summer cookie. It's a fall cookie.
Maple cream. Oreo. Yeah. Now, why does that sound bad?
It sounds like
that's
a horny
so
Canadian.
Sweet.
I'm not a huge... I mean, I like maple on my pancakes or whatever.
Oh, yeah. The maple and butter. Oh, that's...
Oh, gross.
Angela,
gross.
No,
I love maple syrup. I mean, my family is in Vermont, so I have family that actually does that.
Well,
but
if you love maple syrup, how can you turn it?
Something like that is like, sounds way too, no.
I do like a maple sausage. I like a
maple sausage. Oh, yeah, I'll do that too. Yeah,
yeah, you do.
Will Shocker Russell do that one too?
All right. What and mid-July.
Maple taco, Russ?
Maple taco, yeah.
Okay. Hell yeah, I'm down.
And mid-July, they're going to introduce, and this is the other thing that's been neat with Oreo. They'll do partners. They'll do mashups with different brands and different companies and get in together and they'll do this. So they've partnered up with Baskin-Robbins.
Uh-huh.
And for in mid-July, they're going to do a limited run of these. It's going to be the Baskin-Robbins mint chocolate chip flavored Oreo.
Hell
so
yeah.
So it's the chocolate chip cookie, and then it's going to be the mint and vanilla cream in the middle.
Don't they already have a mint?
Is that like a thin mint?
But it's a piss brand. It's like the their.
It's going to be Baskin Robbins' flavor.
I like their mint Oreo cookie. It's good for a little flavor difference every now and then.
How come there's? I mean, like it seems logical when you think about it, but why is there not a taco Oreo? Because like if you think about it, you could make the two cookie parts.
You're just being
taste
an
like
idiot.
A taco shell. The inside cream could be sour cream.
Shut up.
No,
I'm kind of with you on
this. You don't do savory Oreos.
No.
It's a sweet. It's a cookie.
That's the whole thing. That's a whole market. Savory Oreos.
It is not.
That's terrible.
All right, so up next, and this is pretty neat.
No imagination.
Because they're going to do commemorative one, and it's in honor of the Apollo 11.
Ah,
and
great football league.
Yeah, they made one for the Orlando Apollos. Yeah. It's crumpled up cookies.
Yeah,
so you can't return.
It's literally a tiny bag of 100-calorie Apollo cookies.
You think they're really rich, but really not so much.
Yeah, they're not rich at all.
They're not as rich as they look.
After the first or second bite.
I mean, you think they're really rich, but
there's five good ones in there, and then the rest is just empty.
Just a bunch of air.
Just a bunch of nothing.
Oh,
yeah, you buy a bag of nothing.
But we are promoting it, and you can get season tickets to it.
So there's that, but then there's the Oreo Marshmallow Moon, which hits in about mid-June, and what's cool about it is that the cookies on each side of it have a commemorative, like one side's got a picture of the moon.
So a Marshmallow Moon, I remember I saw this one. It's bigger, right?
I don't know if it's bigger or if they showed you bigger pictures to show that they did a different imprint on the cookie.
Oh, I see. It was just they deceived me.
Russ is excited.
They deceived me. I thought it was moon size.
Finally, Oreos are the size of steering wheels.
That's like a 3-foot cookie, dude. Come on,
that'd be awesome. A giant Oreo.
All right.
So you've got a moon man on one side of the cookie. You've got the actual silhouette of the moon on the other with three stars.
Oh, so they just blew it up so you can see the cookie.
Exactly.
And then I just got compared to the bag. I'm like, well, look at that.
Hell yeah.
Those things are huge.
Wait, two of those.
And then I think the coloring is going to be kind of purplish or darker color for the cream to kind of resemble the moon. And then these ones are just deceivingly delicious if you've had a chance to have any of the Oreo Thins.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The Oreo Thins are amazing.
It's a workout cookie.
Well, yeah, we've got a friend who has them all the time, but he never shares them.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. What the hell, dude? I'm in the mood for a thin.
Me?
Yeah.
I share my cookies all the time.
When's the last time you bought cookies in here?
I haven't had cookies in forever.
Whatever. You got a drawer that you jump in. You're like Scrooge McDuck in his bed.
And if you go in that drawer, Angelique, go in his drawer and see if you can go find a cookie.
You go in there right now. There's nothing.
Oh, yeah.
No cookies in any drawer at all.
If you open the drawer.
No cabinets, no drawers.
If you open the drawer, some knife will come out and it slipped your hand off.
He's like the jigsaw of Oreos.
Yeah. There's cookies in there now that I forgot about them. But in June, they're going to do the Oreo Thins, the latte flavor.
That makes sense.
Yeah. What's latte flavor?
No, it's just like a coffee latte. You like your, you know.
Just like, oh, it's like
a mocha.
Like coffee. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
The pistachio ones, again, are amazing. But you got to be careful with those because you think you're being sensible. It's like, oh, I'll have just two of these. And then it'd be better for you. And you eat the whole bag.
Yeah, of course, because it's healthy.
Well, they say the S'more Oreos are hitting stores like this week.
No, S'more is a comedian, Russ. S'mores, maybe.
She's awesome.
S'mores.
S'mores are out this week. And what's cool about these is that the cookies are actually graham.
Ooh.
So they're doing the cookies as graham, and then you got the flavored filling in the middle, and that's hitting this week, and those are the five flavors for the summer.
So are the moon ones marshmallow in the middle?
Good question. It is a marshmallow moon.
Ew.
Yeah.
Oh.
That reminds me of like moon pies.
I mean, they probably have a little bit of hint of that.
So, Angelique, aren't you like, okay, I know you're like a weird eater. You eat weird stuff. are Oreos on your list of things you can eat or can't eat?
Yes, you can.
Yes, they're vegan. That goes to show you there's no real cream in them.
Oh,
Oreos are a vegan cookie.
Yeah, don't turn them into a taco.
You're right.
They make a
They're
Choco
not
Taco
good for
Bones.
You, but so, they are a vegan cookie.
So what is
cookie.
It?
What do you mean vegan? So
it's a
all
bunch
just,
of other stuff.
It's just,
so it's vegetables. So if I eat Oreos, I'm eating
no,
vegetables.
No, no,
Angelique
no,
said
no, no,
if I eat
I'm
your Oreos,
that
I'm eating vegetables.
No dairy. There's no animal byproducts.
My God, Russ is already typing to Mary Ellen. I want an Oreo salad.
Can I have Oreo salad?
We have Oreo stir fry.
I'm actually looking at Oreo. Every candy company and cookie company has like the weird version of stuff they make, but even their weird ones aren't that bad. Like the oddest Oreos that ever been made are like watermelon Oreos.
That wasn't a good one.
That's probably a big miss. Yeah,
Swedish fish Oreos.
I was going to say the Swedish fish were like a hit or a miss. Either people loved them or hated them.
Yeah, I did not like those at all.
And Limeade Oreos.
Ew. Who likes Limeade?
That's a weird one.
Yeah. What the hell is Limeade?
Was that with chocolate?
It's lemonade,
cookies,
but with limes instead
with
of lemons.
Cookies.
Weird. You never had Limeade?
Never had Limeade.
Limeade's better, in my opinion, better than lemonade.
Get the hell out. Listen to this guy.
Hey, can we make a taco Oreo?
Oh. I'm going to have my taco Oreo with some delicious Limeade.
Can we make a cheeseburger Oreo? Hey, tell me about
it. It looks like a cheeseburger. Make it look like food. I'm just saying, that would be really
food.
Cool.
But it is food.
Stupid.
Tell me about your new kingdom, your new project, your
kettle corn. My
kettle corn kingdom? Kettle corn kingdom, yeah. Tell me about
how's it going?
Kettle corn dog. I'm telling you, the kettle corn dog is going to be a big hit if you figure out how to make it.
Look, I'm as soon as I start up, not this weekend, next weekend.
Yeah.
You said that last weekend.
No, I said 2 weeks.
Yeah. Luis.
Luis. I'm going to make it.
Right. Look, you need a good sign.
Yeah.
The world's first kettle corn dog by Ryan Holmes.
Can you paint one for him? Can you paint? You love painting corn.
No, I'm a little busy, Carlos.
You
I'm
love
not,
to paint.
I'm not painting.
You gave me the double Russ sausage.
No, I'm not painting.
Now, if you need to get
a professional to make you a kettle corn dog.
If I make the kettle corn dog, though, you have to have one, but you're not going to be able to have it until Monday.
I got offended.
You made a chunky monkey sign.
I know. I'm not going to.
I can see you painting this corn dog.
You did Field of Corn Dogs.
I mean, Jesus
Christ.
That was
fun. I did that for fun.
Exactly. He's not that far off.
Carlos, he's already going to make a mint off my idea.
Good.
You residuals. Huh? You need to sign some paperwork.
You should make it before you open up. He's got to test them before you bring them out to the public.
Yeah, you made
so
Field
you
of
need to make that before. Yeah,
you
you need to make the corn dog before
you
get there.
So you've already done a corn dog painting, right?
I have.
Do you still have it?
It was
Field of Dogs.
Actually, I could just crumple up some kettle corn and glue it onto the corn dogs.
We sold that painting for charity. I think it was $500 or something, right? Hot dog farm?
Right, which is the one that you bid on?
Yeah. No, that was another one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Hot Dog Farm went for $500.
I mean, we had that chunky monkey sign in there forever. You're very proud of your painting. A little tiny sign. It was your invention, but created by Russ.
You know what I did is I ripped that thing up and threw it in the trash.
I saw that.
Yep.
Aww. That's a shame.
What was I going to do with it?
Yeah, nobody. Yeah.
Chunky monkeys. But this, somebody kettle corn dogs, I'm telling you, the world's
first.
What
does it look like, Russ? What is the kettle corn dog? Describe the kettle corn dog.
You got one wiener right in the middle, right?
Yeah.
And behind it, it's like glowing, like beaming, like the greatest thing you can ever get. And it says, world's first kettle corn dog by Ryan Holmes, King of Denmark. I'm telling you, man.
Cool, so when should I expect this painting?
I
know,
I'm not doing it. I ain't, no, I do it. No. Look, I give you the great ideas. You know, you got to make them work.
He'll have one for you tomorrow.
Yeah, I would appreciate
Russ
that.
Russ is that kind of guy who's going, what? A little buddy needs
I was
needs
thinking
a...
about it.
Your girl is a graphic designer. She can do
she
it.
She just got a job, and she's very busy now.
Is she really?
Yeah, I'm very proud of her.
Is she making more money than you?
Way more money. She's with her last job, she was making more money than me. Now she's making a ridiculous amount. I think it's double now.
Russ.
You know what she doesn't have to take now? She doesn't have to take your guff.
No guff. It's a no Ryan guff.
It's the
life.
Christina, no guff.
Barely takes anything from me at this point anyway, so it's fine.
I'm joking!
I'm making jokes!
That's it! A pizza Oreo!
Oh, that would be good!
No, it would not.
And then the cream is like a cheesy flavored?
Stupid.
Oh, yeah.
Don't work on your dumb hot dog.
All right.
Why don't we just continue to be back there and not make anything?
Your dumb hot dog. All right, when we come back,
I have dreams.
We do have email to read. Also, I know that Angelique, but you've been working hard.
She's writing a novel over here.
It doesn't need to be that long, Angelique. It really.
No, it's not that long. It's just to make sure that I go, like, I address each thing. It's really quick, actually.
I'm
going to
let you do
it.
We'll do your review when we come back. How's that sound? All right,
okay.
So it's a review of
the Night Star.
The Fringe Festival, and my daughter is in. It's called the Second Sight Dance Troupe, And they have a dance that's in the Fringe Festival. It's called Wonders in Motion. And for media night was on Sunday. And my daughter invited Angelique because she's an equity dancer. So you can give a real review. My review would be different because I'm not a dance, you know, guy.
Yeah.
Or how about just say, like, not an art guy?
Yeah, I'm an art guy.
It's interesting being in the room.
You won't make me a painting, so you're not an artist.
And half of Russ's review is, da 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 da. I don't like dance.
I don't know what Angelique thought of the night. She hasn't told me yet, so we'll find out when we come back. You're listening to the Match of the Morning. Listening to the Monsters in the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. Your opportunity to win $1,000 all morning here on Real Radio and all day. Because right after the Monsters, you've got the News Junkie and you got an opportunity to win $1,000 then. And then after that, you got the Jim Colbert Show. You remember Dirty Jim from the Monsters? Well, he's got his own show now at 3 o'clock and it's the Jim Colbert Show. And then after that, you got Tom and Dan. So you got opportunities all day long to win $1,000 while you're listening to Real Radio 104.1. I'm Russ Rollins along with Angel and Carlos and Ryan Holmes and Angelique, the dancing queen, is here. She's been coming in for the past, what, it been a year or so, a couple years?
Almost.
How does it feel being around us like hot ass men?
Yeah, it's got to be real intimidating. Yeah.
I know it's tough. It really is. Super intimidating. I have to put myself in a mindset every time I come.
Do your girlfriends go like, how do you stand being around them?
All four of them.
That's
what I thought.
Pretty much same thing.
Or do they just laugh uncontrollably?
And the reason that she comes in is to talk about, you know, she's got a nonprofit, which is Dance Out Bullying.
Yes, correct.
So you are when I call you Dancing Queen, I mean, that's something that you do for a living, along with modeling and all that. Correct. You're also a judge for a bunch of different dance things that go on here in town. So when you met my daughter, who is a dance teacher at Wakaiva High School, she told you about this show she's doing at the Fringe Festival. And, and it's media night, so she invited you to come.
Sunday. You seem so surprised. I walked in and Russ was like, oh my gosh, you actually came. And I said,
why would you, a dancer who loves dancing,
on Mother's Day Sunday afternoon?
Because I gave you my word. I'm as a person, if I give you my word, I'm going to go.
It is very
something
nice of you.
Big it is, has to happen for me not to go.
It is super, super nice of you. My daughter Brittany asked me if you were coming. I said, I don't know, I didn't want to bother you.
She's kind of flaky.
I did not say that. I said, but you know, I didn't want to buy. It's Mother's Day, you know. If she wants to come, I've extended the invitation. Anyway, so you showed up, and I took my mom, even though she's not in the media. It was her time to come with us and see it. And I know. And and then of course my wife Mary Ellen came along, and this is my daughter's dance. Well, it's not her dance troupe. She dances with the dance troupe.
Correct.
And it was part of the Fringe Festival, and it's called Wonders in Motion. Now I talked about it a little bit on Monday about interpretive dance. But
it didn't connect with him as much, let's say, as a kettle corn dog.
Yes, I can see that.
Well, I'll let you now give your review. And once again, I don't know what you thought of it. We haven't talked about it. We walked out of the room and I made a couple jokes and you laughed.
Yes.
And then you had to leave.
Yes.
All right.
So first of all, sitting next to Mary Ellen, it was myself and Mary Ellen, and then Russ, and then his mother.
Yeah.
And in the middle of the show, multiple times after each thing, you could hear Russ, hey, did you understand what that was about? I don't get it. You got that? Okay, tell me about it later.
How could you hear me? I was whispering.
You were so loud. You are one of the loudest whisperers I know.
Did you guys understand that? Don't talk loud because I think it's weird.
And it was like when everybody was quiet too. It was like in the middle of the stuff, and I was like, "Oh my god!"
Was I loud?
I've been performing.
They can hear him.
I've been backstage at one of these events, performing, and I can hear us going.
Carlos is doing weird things on stage, and I guess I'm here to support him.
Yeah, whispering is not one of your strong suits, bro.
No, I didn't realize you. Well, okay, you have to admit though, it was a little strange.
Okay, so they had different dances, right? Yeah. Everything had a different meaning. To me, this is what I took out of it. This does not mean this is what they meant to put.
Uh-huh.
as it? Okay, yeah. So the first opening has the balloon. And to me, the balloon was the light within you.
Ah.
Okay, so he created this balloon, okay? And then the balloon, kind all the dancers kind of made it come to life. So to me, it was finding your light, turning your light on, and watching it grow.
Oh.
Because he came back at the end and gave you different aspects of things. And to me, that's what that meant.
Turning something on, watching it grow. Was it the Roman light?
Russ, you see what she's doing there? She's interpreting it, and she's putting what she thinks to it. Now, she's not being told
I thought the balloon represented like the last piece of food on the earth.
Oh my God.
And they all were dancing for the last piece of food on earth.
Did you go in there hungry?
I was hungry.
Did you tell us interpretive Mad Max?
Yeah. Don't be going anywhere hungry.
And they were all fighting for the balloon.
You never go to the grocery store.
They were dance fighting.
They were not fighting for the balloon. Okay, so from the balloon, then they all had these lights, right?
Russ is actually
your interpretation
dead.
Is not more right so than his.
Yeah.
So they had lights on their fingers, okay? And so to me, he was also controlling where the light went. There were lights on their fingers.
There were lights on their fingers.
Yes.
Kind of like E.T. They had an E.T. thing going on.
That's a big thing, especially at these EDM clubs.
Yeah.
It was ballet, though, right? Was that ballet?
No, it was more modern to me.
Oh, don't be so dismissive.
I'm equity.
I'm the whole
dancer. It was both ballet and modern. But there was a very strong, to me, I felt more of a strong modern base to it. So then there was a straight jacket. Uh-huh. Do you remember the straight jacket dance? The girl who came out in the straight jacket?
A girl came out in a straight jacket, and then she danced with the straight jacket on, and then she took it off. And then she got mad that she took it off, and so she put it back on. What the hell does that mean?
So my interpretation was something, the straight jacket represented something that's confining you, a vice, an addiction.
There you go.
Something that you could not get out. So it was stopping her growth. So then she worked through it.
Uh-oh.
She got through it, and she broke free.
Uh-oh.
So now she's free, because then if you remember, when she took it off, she like really started dancing and moving, and her movements were so much bigger, but she still had a longing and still had some sort of a respect that it was still there. She went back to that jacket. She picked it up. She held it almost as if it was a baby.
Uh-huh.
And then she put it back down. Like, I have this respect for it, and then put it back down like, okay,
I am actually done with it now, and now I can go. I thought she was just crazy, and then she's going to act like she's not crazy, but she really was crazy, so she needed the jacket again.
Yeah, you know how, like, ladies be crazy?
Yeah.
And then she like was like, I'm not crazy. And then she was like, yo, I'm crazy.
Yeah, she needed a man to unbutton it.
It was weird. Now comes the really weird one, right? Is Umbrella Face next?
Umbrella Face is next, which was your favorite.
Well,
which was my favorite.
Umbrella Face.
Carlos, get this. Okay, she'll explain it. Get this.
I know. This show that she's talking about seems very interesting.
It's called Wonders in Motion. It's at the French Festival. It's by the Second Sight Dance Trip. Okay.
I mean, the only reason I know that you guys are in the same room is she's saying that you're in the same room.
Yeah.
Because the way that you guys describe this, totally two different things.
Yeah,
entirely different.
Like, you guys are not even watching the same thing.
Tell us what you thought about Umbrella Face.
Okay, so you already talked about Umbrella Face,
right? Yes.
Okay, so to me, people were blind to the world around them. The umbrella.
Explain when they start dancing. They had tinfoil on their heads.
Exactly. Well, that's why I wanted you to explain it your way.
Right.
So yes, they had tinfoil that completely covered their face, and then they had an umbrella. Okay, so the umbrella, and they could not see. So the umbrella helped to guide them, but to me, it also continued to shelter them.
Ooh.
So they used it as like a walking stick to let them know where things were, but then they would open it, and it also, to me, would shelter them from what else besides being blind, okay?
Yeah, that's what I got,
so
too.
There was that.
I did not get that.
One person became enlightened and shared her new beliefs with the rest of the group.
Oh, it was my daughter. Brittany did that one.
Correct. Yeah. So your daughter was the first one to become enlightened, and then she shared her knowledge with everyone else and helped them to become basically like unblind. Most of them changed their outlook except for one. One stayed blind.
Yeah, they stabbed her in the face with a bunch of umbrellas.
That's where it kind of took a little turn for me. But the enlightened one, to me, the ones that became enlightened almost bullied her because she would not change.
Oh.
Because she would not continue... she wouldn't open her eyes, in a sense.
Vaccinations,
they kind of...
Is it that deep? Really? I just thought that she didn't dance as good as the rest of them, so they stabbed her in the face with an umbrella.
But then one of the enlightened ones came back and took the umbrellas out of the bag, because this one that wouldn't change, they then put a bag over her head, and then took their umbrellas and put the umbrellas through the bag, which was still on her head. So to me, that's why it was, they were so upset that she would not conform to now what they all believe.
And Carlos, I'm sitting there watching this, and I'm like, Marilyn, do you understand? I do not know what's going on. Why are they stabbing her in the face with umbrellas?
And I don't know why, but I'm also hungry and horny.
Yeah, I was hungry. I got really hungry.
So one person took the umbrellas back out and took the bag off of her head, but then left her to remain blind, but kind of like accepted her for the way she was. Okay. That's how I took that one.
I just thought they were stabbing her, and then it started raining.
No, we only got a couple minutes.
So the three rings, I don't get it.
Okay, you didn't.
The three rings, I don't get it. I believe Mary Ellen.
Oh, you don't get the three
interpretation
rings.
Interpretation that maybe it was a threesome. I just don't.
Oh yeah, Mary Ellen thought it was a threesome. That gone wrong.
Yeah, my least favorite.
I love that's all Mary Ellen had to say. That one, I think that's a threesome that's gone wrong.
So Pure Energy was fun. It was like they guessed the numbers. They picked out people from the audience, and it was something that was kind of fun. The last one was a very large prop. It was a big prop. To me, they had so much setup, and they need to think about how to do it without making... It was just
detaching.
too much. It was just a large prop, and then they put it together, and then they took it apart to put it back together to take it apart. I was like, whoa, there's so much extra movement in this.
What would you give it a score to me, of? Grade.
Yeah.
As far as bringing on and off the prop, I would definitely
overall.
I'd probably say like a 6.5.
Okay.
There were
some hand movements that were, I could tell a lot of, the magic wasn't as subtle as I wanted it to be.
There was magic tricks and stuff like that.
And you know what's really funny is the very large prop, and I feel kind of bad saying this, I guess, but
so the very large prop. Jesus Christ.
No, it had nothing to do with her. So, but the very large prop one, I said better setup, lots of work. That I thought maybe it represented like Pulse or One Love, because they had little lanterns, and at the end there was only one light, and everybody had a like a scarf around them, and he turned the scarf from it being black to it being a rainbow scarf, and then put it around him. So I thought it signified that he was gay. And then Russ told me that he's married. I feel really bad.
He was married.
I don't feel bad. I do, and I don't, because I interpreted that incorrectly. Yes, it could be. So I just didn't know where that one really came from.
There was a lot going on. It was a reach of one love and not, but. Yeah.
They only make so many styles of magic scarves.
I think there are so many different things that you can take from it. And there was just some things I wanted to be a little bit smoother.
It's a Fringe show.
It's a Fringe show. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's at the Fringe Festival, which starts, I think, this week. Is it today, I think, is when Fringe
today
starts?
Opening day is today.
And that one, the one my daughter's in is called Wonders in Motion. And it you got to watch it. And you got to figure it out for yourself.
And you used to have a store called Wonders of Lotion.
That's true. All right, you're listening to The Monster of the Morning. Hey, this weekend, it's MegaCon, and I'm going to be at MegaCon most every day, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, because I work with Big City Comics. I've written a comic book with Big City Comics and Jeff Kaufman, and it's issue 3 of Jolly Jane will be out exclusively at MegaCon, which is pretty cool. That's the only place you're going to be able to get it. So if you want to get issue 3, that's the place to get it. Carlos is going to be out there on Sunday with Walking Dead stuff and stuff from other movies.
Oh, yeah.
Anything you want to have signed, he'll sign it for you. And we have we have some Jolly Jane posters.
Oh, cool!
That too. You can sign, and then Ryan Holmes, you'll be out there for the Geeks of Comedy, right?
I am, and I'm gonna hang out in the booth for a little bit if you don't mind.
I want you to, please do.
All right.
Yeah, we got a nice size. It's the Real Radio and Big City Comics booked. The booth together. And I think we have a pretty good spot. So, come hang out for sure. And when you go to MegaCon, come by our booth and hang out. We'd appreciate that very much. Welcome back. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Angel and Carlos and Angelique and Ryan Holmes here. I have an email to read. And they want to get, they even asked, they said, I have a quick morality question for all of you guys. And I hope Savannah or Angelique could be there too. So, Angelique, you're here. which is good. When you send an email, if it makes it on air, then we give you a prize from the prize pinata. So this is Diana who's written this, and it says, I just started working at a store that sells expensive beauty products. She says the name of the place, but I don't know if we want to say it. But anyway, it's one of those places that's all they sell.
Five Below.
And at the end of the week, I saw that they're throwing out a lot of new testers and leftover products that were brand new right into the dumpster behind the store. I asked why, and they said, well, that's just the policy. Well, apparently, people go and dumpster dive to get the products after we throw them away, which I totally get. Some of this stuff's expensive. Our boss gets mad at those people, but I don't feel like it's harming anyone, right? She says, I get a discount on products, but not free products. And to be honest, I'm thinking about going dumpster diving after work one night. What do you guys think? Is this stealing because I'm actually an employee? And morally, is this the right thing to do? This is a Diana.
I think you'll get fired if you get caught.
Yeah, that's the only thing she needs to worry about, getting caught.
Yeah.
I mean, because but if you go on any of the, like, eBays or anything like that, there are people that have set up storefronts on eBay, for example, that's their side hustle. And then somehow they have access, whether it's a hookup or whatever. But that's a huge industry in with those products, right?
Well, yeah.
I don't know how old Diana is, but, you know, if you're thinking short term, ooh, I might get some free product, you know, okay, that's one way. But if you're thinking long ball and you're thinking that you like working at this place or whatever, here's an idea. Here's a thought process. Why don't you ask your boss, hey, can I talk to you? Sit down and talk to your boss. And say, hey, boss, so, you know, I know that we, you know, throw a lot of this stuff away, and I know it upsets you when people are at the dumpster, you know, getting stuff. What if we donated some of this stuff to women's shelters? There's women's shelters in town. This would be good for everybody. Show the company that you're looking out for the company's best interest, and do that.
But then she can't get them. Then that's what she wants.
In life, if you do good things like that, it will come back to you at some point.
Never heard of that.
If you do, but here's the thing with that: those products, there's expiration dates on them.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And that's why they're tossing them.
Yeah.
And once they've been open, they can possibly be contaminated. And then if you like, that's why they throw them away. That's why they won't allow someone to take them.
So yeah, if you give it to somebody and it's expired, you're liable. Oh, so that's why they just throw them away.
Let's talk about the bigger issue that this woman is obsessed with products. My God, she works at the place; she has to go dumpster diving for it. Like,
well, she says I get a great discount on products, but I don't get free products.
Well, because it shouldn't be free.
Right?
I mean, goddamn. Like, it doesn't have to be free.
But she knows for a fact there are people taking stuff out of the dumpster as soon as they put it in.
I don't see the big deal of her taking it. Like, especially if it goes, once it's trash, it's trash. We've all seen those cop shows. So, you know, they want to bust the guy. Hey, digging this trash, eh? You get a soda can, you get the DNA. So once it's trash, it's trash. So I would go take the bag, drop it in the trash, then pick up the bag and throw it in my buddy's pickup truck and be like, go, go, go.
Well, she's thinking about going back after work, you know, after work, whatever's there, taking out the trash. Oh, man.
But then you got to fight other dumpster people that are trying to get the trash.
Well, if there's another dumpster person there, then you have to say, okay, it's yours. You know,
and you take the trash can. You spook them. You go, hey, get out of here.
Like a raccoon.
It's a raccoon.
Hey, get out of here. That's my makeup.
Wait a minute. If there's already somebody dumpster diving, I don't know what their etiquette is on this, so we got to figure it out.
There is no, it's Mad Max.
If there's somebody doing it, you got to let them do their thing, and then when they leave, then you take what's left over.
No, dumpsters are like international waters. You can stab them, leave them there, and take the stuff and go.
If I run into a dumpster raccoon makeup person, I am not going to encounter them. They will cut you.
And it's not even a raccoon. It's a opossum with smoky eyes.
Exactly. Britney Spears. Yeah.
Legally, if something's in the trash, then
because here's the thing, and Carlos, I get what you're saying. You're throwing it in the trash. It's the trash, right?
Yep.
But when you're working for somebody else or you're working in an employer,
it's bad luck.
It's their trash,
right?
You don't want to.
Yeah, it's not your trash. It's still their product, their trash, and they can do whatever they see fit to it.
Hey, I wonder, what if you went to your boss and said, "Boss, I know you get upset about people stealing this from the dumpster. How can I
give it to Noah Brenda?
Can you give it to me?
I'm a trash person.
Yeah,
and see what he says about
that. Get out of my face! That's disgusting.
Brenda, you're fired.
I'm pretty sure she's not going to allow it to happen.
You don't think so?
No, not at all. It's her job.
I'd get those, man.
It would be her job against it. How many employees do you think actually have asked about that? I'm pretty sure there are many people who've asked
about it. She's not the first one. Yeah. And the truth of the, and the proof is in the pudding. Just go on eBay. There are people that have figured out how to do this hustle. She's just not being smart about it. Huh. You go on eBay and you're going to see this kind of products everywhere.
Angelique, would you dive in a dumpster to get a particular kind of makeup?
No.
Oh, come on.
No.
What? There's a... Like Mac,
the deal, right?
Behind the old Altamont ball.
I get a discount on it anyway.
Oh my god!
But what if all you had to do is just get all you had to do is get in the dumpster, right?
Yeah. And I don't want to get in a dumpster.
Get in the dumpster, Angelique.
Oh, you're too fancy for a dumpster.
No, it's not. Yes.
Oh, Miss High Maintenance.
I'm not going to say that I'm not. No,
you're too good for the dumpster.
You know what?
Miss High Maintenance. And now out of the dumpster.
Oh my word. Oh, my word. Okay, listen.
You're my dumpster girl.
Miss High Maintenance can't get the dumpster. Girl. Just for a little bit. I mean, Mac's, what if it's like $300 worth of Mac stuff? All you got to do is get in the dumpster, and it's trash. And get
Why don't
out.
You just ask your friend to do it?
Oh.
You got a dumpster friend?
No, but I'm saying, I mean, in order to not get fired, if you really want to be shady about it, then you ask a friend to do it.
Here's someone that says they think you're lying and they know you. Is this Bethica?
Hey, Ross. Thanks for reading my email.
Oh, you're the one that sent the email.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the show, and I think I appreciate you guys discussing this, but you have to be clear about what makeup is going in there.
What makeup is going in the dumpster that you're dumpster diving for?
Oh, my God. We're talking Jaclyn Hill. We're talking Tati. We're talking Blake Charles. We're talking all the higher-end stuff.
Did you say Ray Charles makeup? That's a weird...
It's called Cream Cocoa, and it's the best.
Cream cocoa.
Okay. You can never see how it looked, though.
Well, Bethica, I'm sitting here with Angelique, and of course...
Hey, girl, what's up?
Hey, girl, how you doing?
I'm just telling. I'm also an equity dancer. I danced in several of the shows. I danced in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles show several years back.
Very nice.
I'm 57 years old.
Oh.
I love makeup.
Okay.
I think I'm totally lit. Right now, I have a dark highlighter champagne pop on my face.
Okay.
And I think I'm looking fair.
Bethica,
you sound fierce.
Angelique is saying that she would not jump into a dumpster to get any makeup at all. You believe that?
I do not believe it because last time I was actually dumpster diving for makeup, I go to all the Ultas, I go to all the Macs, and then I jump in and I fight anybody who's in there. Angelique, I thought I saw you dancing around in one of those big-ass dumpsters the other day. I thought I was going to do a pirouette and run right into you, girl.
No, only like in, you know, like the Neiman Marcus dumpster. Maybe there.
Excuse me, I didn't know you were so high dollar.
She's very high maintenance. Very high maintenance.
Russ, you don't understand. Makeup sucks. Expensive these days, especially if you want to get a new palette, because I also do tutorials. So if you're looking to find the Britney Spears Dark Raccoon eyeshadow look, I can tell you.
Dark Raccoon?
17 steps.
Okay. So you're
you got a YouTube?
So you're saying that it's okay to take stuff out of the dumpster?
Absolutely. I think it's totally okay. That's where I get most of my food. If you look at pears and tomatoes and most grapes, they only have certain sections that are spoiled.
Bethica.
If you eat around it, I can actually show you in a video in 3 steps on how to eat a prune that's gone bad.
Bethica, real question.
What's up, Bugger Baron? I love you.
It sounds kind of like you're just homeless.
Yeah, I actually am homeless. And I can show you how to be cool and homeless in 7 easy steps. Just go to Bethica's beginner tips.
All right, thank you.
On YouTube.
Thank you, Bethica.
Later, bitches.
Hold on, real quick. Let's go to Alex. Hey, Alex, you want to explain why it's illegal to dumpster dive?
So, I mean, sometimes it can depend on who the ownership of the product actually is. So, like, a lot of companies, they may not own their product. They just have an agreement with the company who owns it, and then they share whatever profits and stuff after it's sold. So, like, there are some companies that are really bad about even their cardboard displays in your store. If you take those out of the dumpster, they're still owned by that company. So they can prosecute you for theft of their product.
Even if it's in the dumpster.
My God.
Even if it's in the dumpster, because it's still owned by someone else.
All right. Thank you, Alex. Hey, in a couple minutes, your chance to win $1,000 is here. Listen for the keyword. Text the keyword to 200-200. Thank you to Diana for sending me this email. Anytime you want to send an email, ask a question, it's russ@wtks.com. That's russ@wtks.com. And we'll give you all of our great advice. So that's what you get, Diana. All right. You're listening to The Monster of the Morning.
know you like that. You want to...
Your next chance to win $1,000 is just minutes away on Real Radio 104.1. From now. Radio.
Good luck. Love to see you win. MegaCon's this weekend. Stop by our booth. It's the Real Radio 104.1 booth and also Big City Comics. And you can pick up a copy of the brand new copy of Jolly Jane. Also see Carlos, who's going to be there with his Walking Dead stuff and a bunch of other things from movies and TV shows.
I'm looking forward to reading...
Yes,
issue number three.
Issue three, and find out what happens with, because Carlos ends up at the end of issue two. So there's
even
more.
Even if I wasn't in it, it's still a really good comic book.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, man, it's really well written and well done, and you should just check it out.
That's a new cover right there. That's the new cover.
Man,
yeah.
That's the best one yet, I think.
It's badass. Yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
You know, it's so funny. You do all that work, and I did all that work some time ago, and now it's like, I did it such a long time ago, but people are still just reading it. And now is the hard part, really. The hard part is to sell it, you know? I mean, you know, we wrote it. It looks great. It looks awesome. Now it's selling it. So that's why I will be at MegaCon all weekend.
Yeah,
so
man.
Those of you who are like, oh, you're filthy rich and you don't have to do nothing. No, that's not true.
Yeah.
I will be there helping set everything up, tear it all down, selling the comic books. I mean, you know, it's...
You'll sell out. I remember the last thing we did at that other convention that we were at together. It was a lot of people were going up and buying it. So only 300 copies?
Yeah, of issue three. Because then the next thing is the entire graphic novel. And that's going to be available at... this is MegaCon. That is Comic-Con in
San Diego,
which is the big one.
Congrats.
Hey, on the line with us right now, we have Detective Barb from Crime Line. Hello, Detective Barb. How you doing?
Good morning, everybody. How are you?
Good morning.
Good. I understand that I know that you were busy and you got some meetings, but you said you had a couple bad guys that you had to catch, so you wanted to call in.
I did. Actually, I was supposed to be in Austin this morning. Flights got canceled, so now I'll be meeting people on the phone for 8 hours.
Well, you know, that's what I thought. I didn't write you in for today because I remember you saying you weren't going to be here, but I'm glad you got to call us.
Yes, thank you very much. We'll do this real quick. So on May 6th, over by Blankner Elementary, it's a K-8 school, actually, we had an individual who approached a juvenile victim that was walking on the south street of south side of Michigan Street, and he inappropriately touched this female. A short time later, there was another incident that happened with a very similar subject who did exactly the same thing. So there's a composite that we have out there, and we're looking for somebody to please help. He's described as being early 20s, 5'7", 5'10". Short curly hair, medium to average build. So if anybody has seen this person over in that area, we would really appreciate getting a name on him and getting him identified.
So he's grabbing women in improper areas?
Yeah, juveniles, yeah.
Oh, geez.
Get him ID'd. And the other one is this shooting over at that hookah lounge.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Over off of Goldenrod. So they have video of some people who they're very interested in talking to.
Yeah.
Very good pictures. I wouldn't say he's not in his 20s, definitely, but we've retweeted this. We need to get names on these individuals who are absolutely in the area at the time the shooting occurred so that we can have a discussion with them, or law enforcement can have a discussion with them. That took place on the 13th over there on Goldenrod Road, and it's a hookah lounge called the Real Hookah Lounge, where an individual was shot during the incident. So any help with that would be appreciated.
Okay. And now, are you in San Antonio or?
No, I couldn't. My flight got canceled yesterday because of all that weather. So I'm still here. I'm going to have to sit on a phone for 8 hours and have a business meeting.
Oh, yeah. They have the meeting, but so you have to do it by phone.
Yes, I guess I can do it in my underwear, but I'd really rather do it often.
Well, you can just sit around the house and, you can put your feet up.
Yeah.
You can put it on mute and pretend like you're listening, but you're really not.
Listen, I wanted to be there because they were going to this wonderful barbecue restaurant last night, and that my mouth was watering as I was headed towards the airport, and then I got cancellation notice. So,
Oh, well.
What are you going to do?
All right. Well, it's Detective Barb. It's Crime Line, 1-800-423-TIPS. If you know anything about any of these cases she's talked about or any other case you see on the news, if you call 1-800-423-TIPS, first, don't call other agencies. If you call Crime Line with a tip, that tip, if it leads to an arrest, you're eligible for a cash reward. And every month they give out a pretty good amount of cash.
We do. Next week is payday. And don't forget, everything we do is all anonymous. That's the number one priority, is keeping everybody anonymous.
Very good. Thank you, Detective Barb.
Bye-bye.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Dude, these images for the shooting over at the Hookah Lounge, they're clear as hell. I'm looking at it right now. Somebody knows who these guys are.
I'm glad finally we got to the point where these photos are good.
Yeah, really good, yeah.
They were like, here's a bank robbery. I'm like, oh my God, you would think the bank could afford a good camera. And now they can.
Yeah, man. I mean, there's so many cameras everywhere. It also seems to be so many shootings everywhere every weekend. You're like, oh, where was this shooting at this weekend? Yeah. But yeah, hopefully they catch the guys.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's guys.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
Very rarely. Chicks.
Yeah, not a lot of lady gunslingers out there.
No, it's very rare. Us dudes seem to have this thing called testosterone and ego that allows us to get in a lot of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Women seem to go, not going to do that. Why do you guys do that?
We try to get back at you a different way.
Exactly.
We think we plot.
Oh, that's the truth. That's the truth. Like, oh, really? Okay. Registered, beginning a methodical plan on how to take out. Yeah.
Methodical plan.
Yeah, you guys are basically all.
You don't want to surrender a city? Oh, buddy, they get real mad.
Yeah. Burn the house now.
Are you going back to. Do you watch Game of Thrones?
No, I don't.
Oh, get out of here.
I knew that was coming. Nope.
Missed it.
I relate everything to Game of Thrones now. That's just my life.
Here's how crazy that
it's
is, right?
It's good, though.
I'm not into that series at all. I know exactly what that reference meant.
Oh, yeah. Well, because it is pop culture. We're going to look back at 2000, probably 2019 and maybe the past 3 or 4 years, and it'll be part of. Remember when Game of Thrones was popular?
Oh, no doubt.
Same thing like with Sopranos, you know?
And Lost.
Yeah. Yep.
Sopranos is weird to watch, though, because you go back and watch it, and it is a time capsule.
But it holds up.
Of the 90s, early 2000s.
Where are you at in the season? What season are you in?
I stomped at like 3.
Oh.
It's hard to go back and watch a show. Like, I try to watch The Wire, and I know it's a great show, but I'm like, why am I investing this time? Nobody's talking about it.
You know what? You made a good point. Now, the only time I did go back and watch something and thoroughly enjoyed it and glad I did. It was a show called Hell on Wheels. And I love
that
show.
It was only 2 seasons, so you could.
No.
I think it's 3.
It was 4, I think.
Is it? That's a great show,
though. By the time they got into the 4th, I was like, he fell in love with like a little Asian girl. And I'm like, oh, that's not as cool.
Man, I didn't think I'd like a show about trains that much.
It was great.
It was really good.
I saw a couple of those. It was pretty good.
You can go back and watch a show if it's like from before your time period. Like Game of Thrones has no time period that
exists.
But when you watch The Sopranos and they have this like 95 version of the internet, you're like, this is
No, I know. I tried to watch The Shield, and he's like, yeah, you get out of my face, but don't forget to beep me later. I was like, oh God! I'm talking about beepers. I'm trying to forget about beepers.
You know what gets me with The Sopranos though, when they're doing the the opening and they show the Twin Towers. I was like, oh
yeah,
man,
that
always makes me feel weird. It's like, oh man.
And now with Game of Thrones, the intro is different every time. Did you know that, Ryan? Did you know that every time the intro has been a little different?
Has it been?
It has been a little different.
I didn't
every
know that.
Intro this season, and I only knew that because I went on the deep dive of Game of Thrones Easter eggs.
Hell on Wheels had 5 seasons.
Well, they had 5.
Yeah, 5 seasons. Yeah.
Oh damn!
It was great. That
makes sense though.
You know, was in it Common. That guy Common.
I know.
I love that guy.
Yeah,
he was awesome in that.
Yeah, Russ called him Comma for a long time. Comma's great. I use them all the time.
I like a song with feet. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I think you're right, Ryan. But like, it has to be mythical. It has to be fantasy where you can kind of.
Yeah,
it's just so.
You
harsh,
can't have
though.
Lived in the time if you go back, because like now with the way technology progresses so fast, even 5 years ago, like I'm rewatching The Office for the 100th time, and the cell phones they use in it are just ridiculous. Because that show was 2005 is when it started.
Yeah,
I tell you another one that holds up. You can go back and watch Sons of Anarchy. You can go back and watch that.
Yeah,
but that's only like a year old.
Yeah, that just went off.
Sons of Anarchy?
Yeah.
That's been off it's been off a
long time.
I think it's been off maybe 3 years.
Dude, that's been a long time.
I'll bet you money it's less than 3 years.
I'll take that bet. You're going to regret.
Let's go, Angel.
Oh, boy.
That's the only guy. Machine.
Testosterone at its finest.
Uh-huh.
I bet you one PacSun wispy tank top.
And what happened to the Mayans? Because I looked at that first season of the Mayans. I think it might.
Wow. Sons of Anarchy, 2014 when it ended.
2014.
No, I was watching the other one.
It's talking about Mayans.
You know why? Because Amanda, who used to work here, loved that show, and I was never into it. And
I loved it. I thought it was great.
Yeah, but you got into it because of her, right?
She's the one that told me to get into it, and I'm like, okay, I'll try it. And as soon as I started watching it, I was hooked.
Yeah, I just never watched that one.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Peaky Blinders?
I have. I thought it was pretty good.
I love Peaky Blinders. I love Peaky Blinders. Like, I can't wait for that. that to come back.
Angel, does it say what happened to the Mayans? Because that was like...
It's on.
No, it's a mystery, Russ.
Yeah,
still there. Similar to the Incas.
I got that.
Yeah, it's mostly conquistadors. It's weird. It's in the season where a bunch of Spanish conquistadors come and ride motorcycles through.
It's been on. It's been on FX.
Oh, it has.
Yeah. And the reviews have been so much, man. Yeah,
there's
the reviews have been really good about it.
I thought I had saved to record it and
there's just so much TV, Russ.
That's like Sneaky Pete came back, and I was like, oh yeah, Sneaky Pete.
I think the reason Lost was so big, that was like the last big kind of collective show that everybody watched because there weren't the platform. Netflix was just burgeoning, and there wasn't anything else really other than DVDs because I watched most of Lost on DVD.
Yeah,
and actually that was the big thing was the DVD then, like getting the box set, be like, hey, you can borrow that box set.
That's how I got into Sopranos, the DVD.
Thing. I missed the audio commentary though because I don't buy those anymore, and now I wish there was an option you could listen to the audio commentary on Netflix.
You're right, but that's talking geeky stuff. Like
Mayans just started.
Okay,
season 2 just started.
When?
I
gotta tell my TV to record it.
Yeah, go talk to your TV.
Record it
today. Thank you. Hashtag thank you.
And I wonder why it's not there.
What the hell?
I told it to record it yesterday.
Go holler at your TV, yo.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to. That's a good show. I liked it.
What about like This Is Us? How long do you think that'll hold up?
Well,
within time.
They literally renewed it for 3 seasons, which is very unheard of.
I love
Which means it's making so much money. And why is it making so much money?
Because it makes people you cry.
Well, but think of the demographic. Women.
And Russ.
That's not fair.
But prime dollars, like the biggest and best advertisers. I mean, I could imagine how much money that show
is. It's very well written, though.
And it's a great show. It's a great show. I'm not dissing the show, but like that's what a network like NBC kills for. That's why every other network now it's like, this is we. And like, you know, all together. And like all these shows that they're trying to make that is just a derivative of This Is Us. But I stopped watching. It was too sad.
Oh, I love it.
I love to cry.
No, it makes you think about things.
Yeah, everyone can relate to it. Everyone can find something within it that can be relatable. And I don't find that every TV show is that way.
Yeah, Russ told me, I connected that hot black guy.
the hot black gay grandfather.
That's so me.
What was that about? He was bisexual grandfather. What are you doing here?
What the hell?
All right, when we come back, Carla's going to take you to the top. You're listening to The Monsters in the Morning. Hey, thank you guys so much for listening to The Monsters in the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. You can text our show at 77031. I was texting some people back during the break. We appreciate that. It's powered by Sutherland Nissan, which is OrlandoNissan.com. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Angelique, the Danza Queen, here today, who is an equity dancer. We learned that phrase.
Get it right, bitches.
Sorry, I didn't know. We got Ryan Holmes, Angel Rivera. Now, Carlos Navarro is going to take you to the top.
Let's go. Good morning, everybody. Hello, my name is Carlos Alberto Navarro, and this is To The Top. Every single morning, try and take it to the top, make you think, make you laugh, whatever it may be. Today's no different. Today is a wonderful day that I hope you are having, and I am having right now. We're having a good time in here.
I like Tuesday for some reason.
Why do you like Tuesday, Russ Rollins?
Tuesdays are good. We get to see Angelique on Tuesday. Weekend's over. We're getting, you can see Friday from here. I don't know.
A lot of good things is what you're saying. And a lot, you know what's also great, Russ? And something that you love?
Dustin Barbecue.
Dustin Barbecue. That's right, Russ. They're chicken, slow smoke.
I didn't tell y'all that last time they brought some here, I took some extra chicken.
Yeah, the staff was wondering. There were 17 chickens missing. And if you go to Russ's, it's basically a baby Dustin's in his kitchen.
I had a bag that was off to the side and like hidden just in case this situation kind of came up. And they said there was another radio station was going to come take all our chicken.
I was ready. I was glad. Take it and run. I took the mac and cheese. I took the lemonade, which I'm still sipping on it. And go to DustinsBarbecue.com. And you can check out all of their amazing locations. Go to the new one in Avalon Park. It's a really nice one. Man, shout out
goes to this man. Angel, can you bring up some T-Motion music? Because you know I'm T-Motion. Shout out goes... What? I switch back and forth sometimes. Shout out goes...
I can't stand the beach. He loves water parks.
I love the ocean. Don't like the beach. Russ, you
understand? No, you just don't like space.
You're right. I'm not a big fan of space. Until we're ready
to
go.
And you're not a big fan of the ocean either.
Actually, I don't like going there. I'm more of a pool guy.
Anytime we went on a monster cruise or a trip to Jamaica or whatever, you only went down to the beach on a bet.
Yeah.
So you and Drunky could fight barehanded naked.
Bare knuckle fight.
Yeah.
Get it? And I was also too drunk to physically walk down there at times. But I am Team Ocean, and I'm also Team Robot. We know that. But I got to give a shout out to Victor Vescovo. He's not even Spanish. I think he's from Connecticut or something. But a U.S. diver broke the record for completing the deepest ocean dive ever. Oh. Ever. Mm. James Cameron. Eat it.
Ooh.
Jacques Cousteau. Sacre bleu.
Mountain.
Oh, yes. Victor Vescovo went down 6.8 miles in the Pacific Mariana Trench, the deepest place on the planet.
In a submarine or a...
In a little kind of James Cameron submarine deal that's highly pressurized so you don't explode.
Boy, if you were at all claustrophobic, that would
never
be...
Could never do it.
6 miles down, you got no chance.
It's literally the deepest dive. Oh, this is lovely, Angel.
Nice. What do you think's more dangerous?
I can meditate to this.
To go six miles down in a little submarine or to go into space and go to the moon? Which is more dangerous?
I think right now, I would say
going
to the moon.
Yeah, we don't go to the moon a lot.
Yeah, a lot of people,
Is that because of expense or is that because of danger?
Danger, Will Robinson.
Danger. I think it's because of expense. I think it might be, but there's more pressure to go down 6 miles.
You're probably right.
I think it's more dangerous to go to 6 miles.
I think you're right. Team Ocean. Yeah. Can we all just take a moment and take in this lovely beachside sounds? Russ, do you feel like cracking open a...
That's what I listen to when I go to sleep, when I go to bed.
I meditate
to
this.
I could go to the bathroom now.
No, Victor went down 11 kilometers. And guess what he found?
Oh, all kinds of new, odd, things he'd never seen before.
Exactly right, Russ. He found a new species of shrimp-like amphipods.
Ooh, how big are these shrimp?
Oh. Yeah, and we can eat them later, baby.
Can we eat them up? Can we bring some up so we can eat them?
I want to eat this endangered species.
Russ didn't hear any of the other words around that you added to that. All he heard was a new version of shrimp.
Big old shrimp and Rachel's. That's all I thought of.
And we also found... He also found a possible new species of sea squirt.
What?
That's too easy. I ain't taking it.
I was wondering who wanted to take
it.
Low hanging fruit. No. I would have if I didn't say it.
Exactly.
And
sea squirt, huh?
Unfortunately, you know what else he found?
What?
A plastic bag.
Oh. No.
My God. For the love of God, people, stop using the plastic bags.
Well, I mean, look. What kind of plastic bag was it?
It was an old Goodings bag.
Oh.
It was an old... They don't go away.
They've come in very handy in the past 30, 40 years.
I know, but look, there it is. A freaking plastic bag. But this is a baller. He's actually trying to do it to all five oceans.
Mm-hmm.
Going to the deepest points. And I give you major props, Victor Vescovo.
What kind of animal do you think he's going to bump into? Anything? See, when they're little baby animals, we're a little micro.
Right,
whatever.
Right.
But the bigger it is, the more impressed we are.
Yeah, well, think about it. We know more about space than we do about the ocean. Mm. Doesn't that blow? And I mean, that's
on
Team Ocean.
We don't know about other planets' oceans.
Shut up, Booger
Bear.
So,
boom.
That did not make sense.
It did because you don't know about an ocean, another planet. That's less you know about space than the oceans.
For some reason, I'd be more afraid to go down 6 miles in some little submarine somebody invented than to go to the moon.
I'm with you, Russ. I think it's going to be
Because we're going to need a bigger rocket if I'm going.
Hey! Yeah. We're going to need a bigger rocket!
The rest is coming.
We're sending who?
Yeah.
Who? What? Oh, that's man! You know?
The thrust-to-weight ratio is going way off the charts there. You could be having to call space triple X.
So think about it, man. The Pacific Ocean's Mariana Trench is deeper than Mount Everest is tall.
Wow.
I mean, there's bigger mountains below than there is above us. I can't wait till we find the real Aquaman, too. Wouldn't it be amazing when we really go to Atlantis?
You think there's a man like...
Hopefully he's as hot as Momoa, you know, because what if we go down there, we find Aquaman, he's like, hello. Like,
they all got dad bods. They got dad bods.
Yeah, he's like skinny. He's like, I am weak. I need food.
Yeah.
Russ beats him up, eats him. All right.
I thought you were a shrimp.
I thought you were a big ass shrimp.
Like a big shrimp.
I'm about to dunk your ass in some tartar sauce.
Right. Beat up these water nerds.
Water nerd punch. Water nerd punch. Man, you know, we all have brothers and sisters, and we tend to get a lot of attention for what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's a guy that definitely did not get his due credit. And if I were to say the name to you, Russ Rollins, Larry Jordan.
Larry Jordan.
Larry Jordan. What does that ring a bell?
It's probably Michael's younger brother.
It's the genetic offspring of Larry Bird and Michael Jordan.
Good call, but guess what?
What?
You're right. It's Michael Jordan's 5'8 older brother.
Oh, older brother. He's 5'8. Oh, poor fella.
But this is Michael Jordan talking about his brother.
What's he saying?
When you say Air Jordan, I'm number two. He's one. I'm half the player he was.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Larry, he carved out a nice little semi-pro career. And,
exactly right.
Larry gets all the bragging rights of who dunked on who as kids.
Yes. He is a 5'8 brother to Michael Jordan. I know a lot about Michael Jordan, and I don't know how I missed this. There's video.
I've never heard this before.
Yeah, Larry Jordan, 5'8", which I tower over.
Yeah.
doing a double pump reverse dunk. It is very impressive. And so the shout out today also goes to Larry Jordan, because we got to give Larry some love.
Yeah, poor Larry. Yeah. I mean, it's nice that his brother says, you know,
I mean, we've been waiting.
Gives him props.
I mean, yeah, for him to give him props, it's just insane. The NBA draft is tonight.
Oh, that's right.
And tonight, for those who don't know basketball or sports in general, probably the most anticipated college basketball player since LeBron James is going to be drafted. Would you agree with that, Angel?
Absolutely.
Yeah, Zion Williamson. He is a stud, and he looks and acts a lot like LeBron James. And when I say act, LeBron had a certain level of maturity at 17 years old and a vision that was pretty much unparalleled. Even the Kevin Garnetts and Kobe Bryants and the endless list of high school players that then turned pro did not have the mentality that LeBron had.
And it's the kid that blew out his shoe, right? His Nike.
Shoe!
Yeah, the shoe.
Shoe!
And blew it out. Tried to take a little left, and the shoe, I've never seen that happen before.
You never busted out a shoe, Rob.
I've never busted out a shoe, no.
You never done one of those quick turns where, like, hot dogs?
No, I've never busted out a shoe.
I've never seen anybody, but this guy has such force and such power. So it looks like two teams, Cleveland Cavaliers and the New York Knicks, have the most opportunity to win this draft pick. How do you win it? There's these lottery balls. And the worse your team is, the more lottery balls you get, and they kind of do it old school lottery. Boop, pops up. Cleveland has won it so many times.
So the Magic, do we have any balls in there?
Yeah, you got these two right here.
Oh! No, do we have one? If we have one, we have a chance.
I don't know. Angel, you're our crack sports reporter. I'm merely a fan.
Do we have one ball?
We do. Everybody has a ball.
Okay, so we could get the first round draft pick.
No, actually. No. There's lottery picks. So there's, I think,
we traded that away. Yeah. We're not involved in this year's
We don't need it. We don't need
We could any. Take. We would like Zion,
oh,
wouldn't we?
Oh, my God. Of course. I would trade literally one of those left balls to get Zion playing for Orlando. But we don't have a shot in 40 hells because there are lottery teams that don't make the playoffs, and they get the lottery balls. What we need to do is just trade for a point guard. We really need a point guard if Markelle Fultz doesn't work out. But I don't want Cleveland to get it. Is that bad?
No, they've had their time.
They've had their time. They shouldn't get another version of LeBron James.
Yeah.
And the Knicks, I don't want you to get it either. I want some other team to get it. Angel, who do you want to get it?
Actually, the NBA's better when the Knicks are good. So the Knicks,
but the Knicks haven't been good in a long time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why they need it.
And the NBA's been great. It's never been better. Portland versus Golden State tonight.
But if you talk to any, you talk to historians and you talk to broadcasters, if the Knicks and the Celtics and the Lakers are, because those are the easiest.
It gets more attention for the NBA.
Those are the easiest teams to hate. I mean, like, how many dumpster fire jokes can I do about the Knicks? I'm running out of them, and I'm at a million.
Hey, Carlos, people are on the Texas servers saying tonight is the lottery, not the draft.
Oh, excuse me. Yeah, they're right. The lottery. I was confused too. The lottery is when the balls are selected.
They just find out what position
they
get. But there is undoubtedly. But this Zion is
the
lottery.
Yeah, this is the lottery for Zion Williamson. Yeah. Whoever ends up with the number one pick is picking that kid.
There are several really good players in this draft, though. We're seeing a really good crop of young basketball players. I always love watching it. I love basketball. If you're not into basketball, now's a good time to get into it.
So you'll be watching it tonight?
I will be watching Portland and Golden State, I believe, tonight. I'm cheering for Portland, and you should too, because I know you're ready for Golden State to be gone.
Me too.
Motivational Minute, man. I know we talked manifestation yesterday, and it's weird how things work out. I have been wanting to meet a certain person for a long time now, and didn't know how that was going to happen, but this has happened several times in my life. I focus on it, I think about it, I write it down, and for whatever reason, it pops up in the most weird ways. Boogerbeard, are you giving me a quick inquisitive look?
Oh, I'm just wondering, is it Lin-Manuel Miranda?
Oh, God, that would be amazing. Oh, okay. That will happen one day.
Okay.
I don't know how it will happen. I always wanted to meet Steven Spielberg, Russ.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
And in a random-ass time, in a random-ass place where I wasn't ever supposed to meet him, I got to meet him, shake his hand, and basically say thank you for literally inspiring me to do most anything in entertainment. And he was gracious and nice. Then the other day, as I'm getting my coffee here in the morning, I'm just doing my thing. I turn around, and boom, there's Charlemagne the God.
Ah.
And Charlemagne and Rogan and Stern and several other people have been, but those three guys have been huge influences on me on how I like to broadcast and kind of conduct myself on the radio. And there he was. And I just got to do an interview with him, and for a real quick one, and we'll be playing it here on the show. It'll definitely be on monsters.fm. But this is what I'm saying. If you really want something, as crazy as it may be, to meet somebody that lives in New York City that was here at a random time at a random place, you can make it happen. It's not by luck. It's by your thoughts, putting it down on paper, making it happen. Manifestation is real with whatever you want to do in life. Don't think that it's not true. And I hope that connects with you today. And I do know one thing. Today will be a great day. To the top, never stop.
Wispy tank top. Wispy tank top. Wispy tank.
You can do it, Russ. You can do it.
You're listening to the Monster of the Morning.
Listening to Real Radio 104.1 online at realradio.fm, on your phone with the free iHeartRadio app, and on hundreds of devices like Alexa, Google Home, Xbox, and Sonos. We are an iHeartRadio station.
Welcome out of the Monsters Mornings on Real Radio 104.1. We have another winner. We've given away $13,000 right now. That is awesome.
What?
This morning, one of our listeners won. Congratulations. It is awesome news. We love it. This drives the company crazy. They do not know why Real Radio, and this is consistent. Ever since they started doing this, our listeners win the money, and we keep telling them it's because our listeners are actually paying attention to what we're doing. We're not background music like other radio stations. We're actually forefront, and people are paying attention, and I love it. So congratulations, another winner, and you have another chance in about 15 minutes to be the next winner. So keep trying, and remember to answer the phone about an hour afterwards, because that could be iHeart calling you to tell you you won. We still have time for some more winners. Welcome back. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Angel and Carlos and Angelique, the dancing queen, along with Ryan Holmes, the king of Denmark. So this is a debate, I guess, that's big on the internet right now, and I'm curious what you guys think. So let me look around the room. I'm going to say yes. yes. No, no.
Oh.
On this one.
Whoa.
Okay.
Angel and Ryan in agreement.
Yeah, Angel and Ryan. And here's the.
I don't even know what it is, and I'm going to already tell you you're wrong.
Oh, no, really? Okay.
Why? Because he looped you in with Ryan.
Yeah.
All right. Well, and here's the big debate and big question on the internet. And this is, do you, with a washcloth and everything, do you wash your legs in the shower? Do you wash your legs in the shower?
Now, I know why he lumped it
together. I know. I definitely do. I wash my feet. I wash everything because I want to get, because you got pores and you got all kinds of, when you're sleeping, all kinds of juices and stuff come out.
Oh.
You know, you got to wipe it all down. Everything's got to be. I even clean my feet. Everything. So a yes for me. Carlos, do you wash your legs in the shower?
Yes.
Yes, I knew you did.
Yeah, but a certain routine. You know, you kind of start the same way. You try not to
head, shoulders.
You know,
knees and toes.
You try not to go booty. To, you know.
No,
I always go butt first and then move on from there.
Yeah, why does soap smell like booty?
No, well, that should be the last.
I go wash your legs directly to face.
I know loofahs aren't supposed to be good.
They're not.
But I change them out. They're 99 cents. I'm crazy, okay? Every couple of weeks
I got big loofah money?
Yeah, I got that kind of loofah money.
You got the villages.
I got wash rags.
I never could get, I'm not the wash rag. It feels like I'm in prison when I wash with a wash rag.
Is that what it was like in prison?
It was.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't know.
They give
you a wash rag?
They more spray you down and open
after you hit the commissary.
Yeah. So, okay, so yes for washing your legs. Angelique.
Absolutely.
Because you have to shave them, you wash them.
I just wash them because I need to wash them.
Because girls shave legs.
Well, I thought girls shave legs, so they probably do wash their legs with a washcloth. So you're a yes.
I'm an absolute yes every time.
Angel, do you wash your legs when you take a shower?
Wait, let's answer at the same time, Angel.
Yeah, right?
Said we're the same.
I don't want to do anything with you. I don't even want to answer this question at the same time.
No, let's do it, best friend.
No,
come on.
No.
Come on.
One, two, three.
Yes. You didn't.
You wash your legs?
Yeah. You wash those little legs of yours.
He's going to say no now because I said yes, but I only said yes because I thought he would say yes.
So you're not even going to get a true answer from us now.
Tell
the truth.
From the knees down, that's just whatever hits it, hits it.
That's what most people are saying. Yeah. Most people do not wash their legs.
I wash my legs.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
That's a long way to go.
I take advantage of that because it's a good time to get a good stretch in the morning.
Oh, okay.
Wait, are you putting your leg up on the wall?
No, dude. You hinge at the waist and then you let the shower hit right that hole right there. Bam!
Oh, nice. Wow. He was cleaning
up. A little more information than you.
I meant like the drain.
Oh, sure. I was thinking I'll totally do it all together.
Where the hell were you guys going?
Yeah, nice switch up, man. But
most people are saying what Ryan just said, and that's unless you wash up here and the soap and everything washes down your legs, so you don't have to, which is ridiculous.
Because
you
residue.
have to get all the residue off.
Yeah. No. It's being hit and then all flows down. So like, look, you see the soap bubbles on your toes. You're like, that's good there.
No.
What did you just say?
No. All you're doing, everything that's dirty is going down your legs. You got to wash your legs.
I need to clean my drain out and put some CLR or whatever down there. But so my drain's backed up a little bit, so I take a shower. A pool of water is on my feet.
Honestly, oh, my God. Water. So gross.
That's clean.
Are you serious?
You are a dirty, nasty son of a bitch.
Yeah, you're winking at me, but I have a feeling it's real.
It's real, dude.
No, like, so look. It's
all
that beard hair.
All of your sweaty, stenchy stuff is now just getting trapped
at
your feet.
As far as my hands can go down without me and trying harder.
You're
so
going to
You don't even get to your knees?
What? When do your knees get dirty, you dirty girl? I've never gone, boy, do I sure have a dirty leg and shin bone today. My knee, sir, is quite filled with dirt.
So you get in the shower, you're all over the place, you wash this, you have no system in place.
What, I need a shower system?
Absolutely. Yes. There's efficiency, man. You don't got to get in there. It's not bubble bath time with Ernie and Bert,
Here's my efficient shower system. I wash my hair, I do the shampoo in the hair.
First.
And then I wash my body.
Cold or hot
then
water.
Then I clean out the shampoo. And then I put in the conditioner and just stand there and stare for a while.
And you pay no attention to your legs or your feet.
How is that efficient?
Think about this. Think about how bad your feet can stink, right?
My feet don't stink.
Oh, they do too. And you just got to
take
a rag and just wash and just clean everything.
First of all, rags are gross. No rags, just hands. Hands only.
You don't use a wash rag.
No, that gets bacteria and grossness.
I use a different one every time I shower, and then I clean it and get it. I've got like 50 of them.
You're just using your hands?
Yes.
Do you use a bar of soap or do you use liquid soap?
I use liquid soap.
Well, then you're not doing a good job. Yeah. I mean, it needs to actually...
That's why my skin is nice, because I'm not constantly exfoliating it. And
You are looking more and more like a mountain man to me. Like, you don't bathe.
Yeah,
you don't bathe properly. Your beard is all... And you're going to be representing us at Runway to Hope this weekend.
Damn. Well, I'm going to wash my legs for Runway to Hope.
Oh, yeah?
I'm going to shave them.
Are you going to wear shorts so you can show everyone?
Angel,
can you tell your partner?
You're going to hang near him and make sure he doesn't embarrass us at this thing this weekend, right?
I can't be held responsible, man.
Oh, come on,
you're
man.
You'll be
at the same table.
I'm busting. No, actually, we're not.
Wait, what?
How'd that happen? Not at the same table?
Ryan and Angel not in the same table.
Ryan and Angel disappointed.
I might have been asked, hey, do you want to sit with... And I was like, no, you could put me at the table with all the single ladies.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good call. That's a good call. There's a lot of single ladies at this.
Don't laugh at me.
I bet your dog licks your legs a lot, right?
No, gross.
No.
Yeah, I don't really let my dog lick me at all.
Not at all?
No, because my dog likes rolling poop.
Yeah, your dog doesn't want to get mouth rot from you. I mean, you don't love his face.
Yeah, he doesn't love you.
I don't know. When I see people let their dogs lick their face, it's just gross.
Their mouth
to
is
me.
Cleaner than ours.
That's what people say. No.
Mythbusters busted.
So now, if you look at most people do not wash their legs, they said.
Yeah, I can believe that.
They just had this whole theory that he has.
Do you wash your back?
Huh?
Do you wash your back?
I'm bringing sexy back.
Whatever I can get.
So you got a gross back, man. Well, your back is the same principle as my leg principle, where it's just everything's rolling down, right?
Yeah,
do you feel like you have a dirty back?
I take care of it. Don't you worry.
Yeah, he cleans that Kiss tramp stamp that he has back there. That's Paul with the rock symbol like that.
Sweet.
Oh, Paul might call on Friday.
Oh, show him your tattoo.
I'll tell him about your tramp stamp.
Hey, I know, I will.
You got a back tattoo.
Paul Freely's calling on Friday?
No, that's Paul Stanley.
Oh, do not.
Paul Freely is actually Ace's real name, so I thought you were doing a little goof there.
Oh, is it really?
I was doing a goof. I was just seeing if you knew that.
Oh.
Two Pauls, so that's why it couldn't work, right?
That's why you think you got to change your name to Ace.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a power move right there. Yeah, you can't have your own name. Why is it okay? So Ace is Paul Freely for real.
Mm-hmm.
Why does he go by Ace?
He's an Ace guitar player.
Oh,
he's an Ace.
That's lame.
Oh damn!
Oh
not
really?
Step
King
in
of
shrug.
Denmark. King of Denmark.
That's lame. Wow.
Really?
Booger beard brain.
Right.
Yeah. Look, I just assume everybody who has a beard is in a King of Denmark fan. As a cover band.
Angel, he's calling you a fan of his.
Angel is a fan.
Oh, yeah, he's a big fan.
Big fan.
You know.
Clean leg fan over there.
You got to teach your boy how to clean legs.
No, I don't need to teach
that. I'm right. You just said most people don't do this.
Most people do not.
That doesn't mean that it's right.
Most people do not wash their legs, they said. Most people just let all the water run down their legs.
Oh well,
but out of all of us four all wash our legs.
Oh, I'm so glad everybody's shins are nice and clean when you come to work. Good for you. Don't need it.
And our feet,
dude,
they're
it's
not
all
just
part of
sitting
the toe
in the
maintenance
dirt.
And everything.
Yeah,
toe maintenance.
Yeah, do you not clip your toenails?
I bet your toenails look
like. Do
you not like,
clean them out?
Like a junkyard dog. You probably got the overhang.
Do you do it yourself or do you make your girlfriend do it for you?
I do it myself.
Don't be so offended. Who knows with you?
I got nice toes.
I let my wife do it because I can't reach.
No. I got that just fine. Hey, in a couple of minutes, your chance to win $1,000 is here. We've given away $13,000 so far. Someone won this morning. You could be next. Listen for the keyword and text it to 200-200 and take that money again this morning. That would be awesome. Good luck to you. When we come back, it's time for Monster Sports. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
$1,000 is just minutes away on Real Radio 104.1 from Radio. Radio. 104.1.
get this. Just found out we had another winner this morning. That's $2,000 winners this morning. We've given away $14,000 so far right here on Real Radio 104.1. And your shot was just you have another shot. If we had three, that'd be amazing. And you got all day long to win that $1,000. So keep listening, keep trying. You want to stay tuned for the News Junkie. And then after that, you got the Jim Colbert Show. And then Tom and Dan, you have chances all through there to win $1,000. And this radio station gives away more money than any other station in the country, which is so cool. That's $14,000 so far. So, Carlos, we had two this morning.
Hell yeah.
That's awesome. Welcome back. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Carlos and Angelique, Ryan Holmes. And now Angel's going to bring you Monster Sports.
Monster Sports is brought to you by Monsters.fm. Go on that website, click on all our blogs to check out the things that we find funny. Yesterday I posted, you guys were aware that Brad Pitt has a brother?
That's Larry Pitt.
It's arm.
That's Michael Jordan.
Larry Pitt.
It's so, arm, right?
Nice.
So Brad Pitt's brother did a takeoff of the famous scene in Seven.
The boxing.
The boxing, promoting he's endorsing a beer. And it's actually quite funny, his interpretation of it. And they're helping to promote a beer. If you want to take a look at it, go to Monsters.fm.
That's funny.
Click on my blog and you get to see him, you know, his brother's acting chops.
Are we talking about the most forgotten about brothers ever in the history? Like, I think if you were to ask, like, who are the most, like, forgotten about?
That's
Brad.
Like there's that third Hemsworth brother who's, like, not good looking.
Yeah. That poor bastard.
And what's Brad Pitt's brother? What'd you say his name was?
Rick.
Steve.
Steve Pitt.
Yeah.
Poor fella.
I just made that up. I don't know Brad Pitt's brother's name.
Tiger.
Wow.
Yeah.
I had it here, and then now you're going to look it up. And Brad Pitt's brother.
I think it's Snake.
Bottomless.
Nope.
He's a professional, eater.
Yeah.
Steve Bottomless Pitt.
Oh, well. It doesn't matter, Angel.
No. I want to get this right for you.
Oh, no, I don't really care.
No, I really could care less. Now it's driving me crazy.
Okay.
Doug.
Doug.
Doug
Pitt. Doesn't have the same ring.
My God. You got Brad Hot-Ass Pitt, and you got Doug.
Doug Pitt.
He eats wax lips.
So check this out. Today is the one-year anniversary that the United States Supreme Court reversed its ruling on sports betting, which basically let the states decide that they could implement their own state laws and whatnot to introduce sports betting, right?
Gotcha.
In that time, I think it's something like 18 states have gone on and incorporated sports betting into their laws and whatnot and started that as a business. How much money do you think those states have basically been able to raise or have in new state and local tax revenue?
Man. Is kabillion a real number?
It's not all 50 states that have done this. They've left it up to the states. Out of 50 states, I think the number is like 18 states have gone on and passed legislation and have incorporated that into their tax base, into their revenue. They're at $55.3 million in new tax revenue for these states. Which is interesting because then that makes me look and see what's going on with the state of Florida.
Yeah.
So the state of Florida, cautiously optimistic that sports betting will have that option to do that here. Right now, if you wanted to bet on sports, you'd have to go like on one of the casino cruises and go off offshore and that kind of way to do it, or maybe online, which is kind of illegal. Anyway, so right now there's a meeting going on, or there are discussions that have gone on, and we passed the ability to do this Amendment 3 this past election. So now we're just basically waiting to see what deal we can do.
Is that what got rid of the dogs, the dog racing?
Yeah, Amendment 3? That was the same one, right?
I do not know. I don't.
You keep asking Angel these questions.
I don't know.
He's a professor in my mind. In my mind, he's a very intelligent professor.
I don't think the sports betting was abolishing of dog racing.
Okay.
I thought there were two different amendments. But here's the thing that's interesting. Any deal that is made here in the state of Florida involving gambling has to include Seminole Gaming Tribe, the Seminoles, the tribes. They have to be a part of the deal. There's a number that's being floated out that the state would pay them up front to have sports betting made, you know, have that ability to do.
How did they get that deal?
I mean, come on. We really raked over the...
What's the deal with black people? How come they haven't gotten their 40 acres and a mule? You know what I'm saying?
They've gotten a lot further than the American Indian.
I don't know, man. I think they need the same lawyer. It's crazy. I mean,
I don't know if it's a fair to, like, apples to apples kind of comparison.
I'm not saying it is, but I mean, a downtrodden a group of people that the government fully took advantage of.
Or one we totally wiped out. So they got a much worse deal.
They sure did try, though, a lot of times. Man.
Much worse deal.
I mean, it's easy. I mean, on a historical sense, if you want to go back and look at the United States history and our promises to minorities across the way, we've broken all of them. So that's neither here nor there. What I was just trying to focus on is that if they're going to do gambling here in the state of Florida, there's a number that's being thrown out that the state would have to cough up front to have it available to us citizens. And the number that's being talked about is approximately $350 million.
That seems fair.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, how long before we get a Native American president?
Oh. I don't know how long. You tell me.
How long?
You ran right into that, Ryan.
Yeah.
So we got the NBA playoffs starting tonight, Eastern and Western Conference Finals. An interesting tidbit happening in the Western Conference Finals. In the history of the NBA, in the history of the association, this has never happened. You've got two blood brothers playing against each other in that series.
Yeah,
with Portland and with the Golden State, the Currys. That family has sons on each team. So you got Steph and Seth, his brother Seth. So they're playing again. They will be playing against each other. That's the first.
I thought Steph and Seth were the same guy.
Yeah, I could see that.
Steph Curry.
Yeah.
Steph Curry. Oh, okay.
That's the first time that this has happened in the NBA Finals. If you're a parent, how do you decide who you're going to support?
Ooh.
Yeah, they said it reminded them of AAU days where one had to be in this side of town, the other.
Who's one more?
Steph by a mile. Yeah, it's not even close.
You got to root for the one who doesn't win much, Seth.
Yeah.
What's cool about the family is that they've been pretty good about this. So what's more than likely going to happen is that at the games that are at Golden State, obviously they're going to support Steph. At the games at Portland, they'll do Seth. And if it comes to Game 7, they usually, like, dad will sit on one side and mom will sit on the other side. And they've been really fun to watch as they do
what
this.
What a beautiful family,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, absolutely. Del Curry is one of the old school, a statesman for the NBA as a spokesperson and everything. And he's pretty fun to watch him live out this through his sons, you know.
So it's Seth Curry and Steph Curry. Now, which one's the better of the two?
Steph.
So he's the goat.
Yeah,
Curry goat. Okay, Curry.
I would like to eat Steph Curry.
I was like, where is this going?
You guys don't understand. He thought about that 45 seconds ago. He's been waiting to slide that in because he's been giggling uncontrollably for the last 45 seconds.
Curry goat made me laugh.
A really cool little video that's going around on the internet, and it's fun to see teachers and women empowerment this young little girl dunking it on one of her classmates in class, and the teacher just highlighting that in the video of that
girl dunking it.
Yeah, it's a cute little thing that happens in elementary school. So again, shout out to them and letting the teacher let that happen because it's pretty fun.
There are more girls dunking now than ever, though. Like, the videos pop up, and it's amazing to see where, like, women weren't able to dunk for the longest time, and then it's like that 4-minute mile deal, you know? And then somebody, wait a second, I could do it. And
so, Angelique, can you dunk? Can you dunk?
No, I can't.
Have you tried?
Have you ever dunked any, like, rim? Have you ever gone up and dunked, like,
you're a dancer.
I'm not tall enough to dunk.
A 7-foot middle school goal.
No, I mean, I've
you
played
do a lot
basketball
of jumping,
like,
though, and you're dancing,
I
right?
I do. I do a lot of jumping.
Just try and dunk.
So
I should.
You want to impress us, dunk.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So tonight, they're going to have the lottery, and this is where we're going to find out where the teams are going to be picking.
Yeah.
And just an interesting little tidbit. But all these three teams, the New York Knicks, the Cleveland Cavaliers, and the Phoenix Suns, they had such horrible seasons. They're just bad, bad teams that all three of them have equally, percentage-wise, the same chance of landing the number one pick.
Boo, Phoenix. They got DeAndre Ayton or whatever last year. Cleveland's gotten a bunch. Okay, I'm kind of leaning towards New York at this point.
Yeah. Oh, here's the funny thing. So
it would be nice to see New York come back to be a powerhouse.
USA Today did their fake draft kind of thing, seeing where it ended
simulation.
Up, simulation, right? They did it a couple times. Out of those teams, which team do you think I ended up with the number one pick?
Phoenix?
Nope. Phoenix, according to them, Phoenix ends up with the sixth pick.
I mean, there's no
New
way.
York, New York ends up with the fifth, Atlanta, 4, Washington, 3, Cleveland, 2. The Chicago Bulls end up with the number one pick.
Wow. Oh, that'd be kind of cool.
According to their simulation.
I'd kind of be cool with that because they're a really well-run organization. It'd be a good place for them to go.
And Chicago is like right outside of that. Those top three, their chances of winning the number one pick is at 12.5%, and then those other three teams is at 14%.
But they don't know. You know, it's literally what random ass ball pops up there. So,
and then we got the mark this on your calendar, August 24th. Guess what's happening on August the 24th?
Pizza party
here in Orlando.
Here in Orlando.
We briefly talked about it yesterday because we were talking about doing an event, but we would be conflicting with this event, and it deals with college football.
Oh, yeah, I heard about this.
Week one of college football.
I heard
about this. One of the most anticipated games.
Florida taking on the Miami Hurricanes.
Miami Hurricanes.
That's a big deal.
And that's going down here in Orlando. So put that on your calendar. Ooh. The city's going to be jam-packed. We're going to be doing a bunch of different events.
Is that the biggest college game that's ever been played? I mean, I don't know the whole history of...
Not the biggest game that's been played here, but in the top...
Regular season? I know we've had bowl games that have been pretty big. But.
So for week one, this year's college football is starting off really good because week one, you've got Auburn versus Oregon. You've got Florida versus Miami. You've got Fresno State versus Southern Cal. And then you got Utah versus Brigham Young. These are all pretty big games for week one. Boise State versus Florida State. That's that week one game. And then you got Alabama versus Duke. That should be a blowout. And then...
What about UCF? What's their schedule look like?
I don't have their week one game yet here in front of me. This was just the biggest games for week one. So.
Gotcha. But, man, UCF, I mean, they didn't lose a lot of guys.
They're actually on the verge of selling out the season.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, there was only a few seats left earlier when I was talking to one of the guys earlier this week about seats at Spectrum Stadium. So they're on the verge of selling out the entire football season. So.
And it looks like they'll complete the entire season, which is cool because a lot of
some football organizations don't do that.
Yeah, they open up with on the 29th versus Florida A&M. And then they have
Florida A&M?
That's a big game then.
Hell
Florida.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Florida A&M?
No, that's a gimme. Florida A&M. You're thinking of Texas A&M.
Yeah, they're not D1.
Oh, I'm thinking Texas
A&M.
Yeah,
that's one of the Florida Florida A&M.
Their big game.
Peanut M&M's. That's what I'm thinking about.
Russ is hungry, folks.
I know.
You are.
Russ is hungry. He's resorted.
Everything is turned to food.
Yeah.
UCF has got a really statement game. It's going to be on the 14th, September the 14th, versus Stanford.
Yeah, all those nerds up here.
Stanford football is pretty good.
No, they are.
And that's Monster Sports.
Thank you, Angel. I want to remind you that every hour you got a chance to win $1,000. We've given away $14,000 so far. Two winners this morning, so keep trying today. You can possibly win. And also remind you that this weekend we'll be at MegaCon. It's Orlando MegaCon, and you know where it is down on International Drive. I'll be there all 3 days. Carlos will be there on Sunday, and Ryan will be out there Friday for sure.
Yes.
Maybe more?
Probably. Well, it's MegaCon. I love MegaCon. I'll be out there Saturday, and it's right by Runway for Hope, so I'll probably be doing that right before then.
You guys, you got to like Runway to Hope. It's cool.
I'm excited. Do I need a new suit, or can I go with like an older suit?
Sure, wear an old suit, and then Angel's going to be in a brand new, beautiful suit.
Versace.
And Savannah's going to be a brand new dress, and you wear some old suit.
That's a good idea. Don't let them pressure you. You do you.
You do. Have a scruffy looking beard that barely looks combed.
Yeah.
Don't comb your hair. And don't wash your legs.
Yeah, walking in looking like a vacuum salesman.
Yeah. you do that. That sounds great.
Oh, Willie Loman over here.
You're going to scare the children. That's fine. And when we come back, it's time for the heir to the King of Denmark, Ryan Holmes. Yeah, tickets go on sale this Friday. It's the Monsters of the Morning present Ace Frehley. on October the 27th, and that's going to be at Hard Rock Live. So get the word out to Kiss fans if you want to go check out Ace Frehley. It's going to be at Hard Rock Live. And we get to present that. That's very, very cool. Thank you, LT, for hooking that up. Welcome back to the Monsters Morning Joy Radio 104.1. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Carlos Navarro. Angelique, the dancing queen, is here. Angel and his best buddy.
Oh, yeah.
The actual heir to the King of Denver.
What did he do this morning?
It was knowing those answers.
Oh. You,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
That sucks. Doug Pitt, sorry.
Wait, his name is really Doug Pitt?
It is Doug Pitt, shut up.
Wow.
Doug
Pitt. Damn. I had to look that up, and it is Douglas Pitt or Doug Pitt. Yeah. So it's just as good as any of our names, like Mosh or Arm or whatever we came up to. Oh, good morning, Orlando. Happy, happy, happy Tuesday to everybody. Hope y'all are having a fun, fun day. I don't know that I am. I got good news, bad news situation.
What? What you got?
All right. I'm just going to get your thoughts and your opinions, and I'm going to tell you my why I do things the way I do. So, I've been saying my girlfriend has been out of work for a minute, and it's been very stressful, you know, because she's a very hard worker. In reality, she's lovely. She's very good at what she does.
Yes.
And had been employed for years and years. First time she's been out of work. So me being the comedian that I am, make fun little jokes, little, you know, jabs. Knowing that it's gonna be fine eventually. Well, yesterday she got a job. Officially got a job. You don't have to clap or anything. Like,
well,
whatever.
Good. It's, congratulations. Fine. She got a job.
Whatever. But she got a job in the way of she makes a ridiculous amount of more money than me now, which is going to be an adjustment.
Really?
Yes.
Why is it an adjustment? Didn't she make more before? Yeah.
She made more before, but not like we were pretty much dead even, like within a couple thousand.
Yeah,
you know. So now it's like it's almost double where I'm at, and I feel like I'm afraid it's going to change the dynamics of our relationship.
Oh yeah, she's really in charge.
Yeah, she's been kind of in charge the whole time, but now I feel like it's going to be like a hanging thing above my head. Now, have you ever dated anybody that has made more money than you?
Yeah, that was a word. Oh, that's, yeah.
See, and that is what I'm afraid of. Like, what was bad about it?
Well, Christine's so sweet, though. Christina's so sweet. I mean, But yeah.
What is something I should look out for, just in general?
I can't compare.
Walking in with cachet bags.
All right.
I wish cachet was still open.
It's not open anymore. No? I don't even know.
But I would have been worried if she would have walked in with cachet bags.
Yeah. Damn, I thought I was okay. Open.
Are you on equal playing field with your wife?
Right now with my wife's YouTube, she's doing very well and a bunch of other stuff. Mm. She does well, but to be honest, never even thought about it that much.
Mm.
And I've been with my wife for a long time, so we combine everything.
All right.
But you should be careful.
Angelique, same?
Yeah, we're about the same. I think some years he's more, some years I am. It just depends.
Okay. And Angel, you're alone and sad, so this doesn't apply to you. You're trying to pick up ladies at a cancer benefit. It does not apply. Okay.
You know what's awesome, though? I know I make more money than you.
Oh, damn.
Actually, I probably make as much money as your lady.
Oh. And you said trying to pick up ladies. He's going to do it.
He can physically and literally do it.
I'm feeling worse about myself now. That is cool.
Yeah, I don't think Christina has any of this in her, but there is a type of woman who makes a lot of money,
right,
that will rub it into your face, or they'll mention it, or it'll be easy to say, you know, get out of my house. And
I'm legit concerned because I've never encountered this scenario before.
I would like to quote Tony Montana. Never let a woman get you by the balls or the wallet.
Is that what he said?
No, I just made it up.
Oh, okay.
So it kind of felt like it, right?
You know what you need to look out for is when she starts planning events and things like that and is like, okay, I'm getting myself there. Mm. How are you getting there?
Oh.
You know what I mean? Ooh. Let's say it plans for a vacation. How are you going to plan for your vacation?
She shows up in a Jaguar.
You know what I mean?
Like, if she has enough money to go, like I'm going to Jamaica, you want to go? And you're like, oh, I don't have enough money. Oh, God, I'll see you next week.
I'll buy you a ticket,
are you just going to assume that she's going to kick down and pay for your ticket?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, right?
She can't go.
No, you would have to have that conversation. You'd have to be like, will you pay for my ticket, babe?
My power structure's all thrown off. And that's upsetting.
You know, and they're like, when you willy-nilly want to go to the bar and just drop $300 at the bar, now, you know, because she makes more money than you, that's going to seem frivolous.
Do you feel like less of a man? Is that the problem?
I mean, like, sort of.
I mean, because you should.
But you also said your power struggle.
It is a concept. Like, either when you play the Game of Thrones, you either win or you die. All right, that's how it goes.
Nice. That's right.
Well, in that regard, you should be prepared to bend knee.
Here's the thing. Yeah, you be ready to bend knee. I think I may have mentioned this to you. Correct me if I'm wrong. But I did say you probably should stop teasing her about not having a job. Because, you know, even though you say you're joking, she's going to be like, oh, he's joking, but he really is upset. And so you did it anyway. You went ahead and made the jokes about her not having a job. And now she has a better job than you, making much more money than you. And she can rub it into you back at you because that's what you were doing to her.
But mine was like funny jokes, like she's eventually going to get a job. They weren't real.
It was funny to you.
Yep.
And it's funny to you at her expense.
Yeah, in a new workplace, she's going to meet Chaz. Chaz is going to be like, so what does your boy do? And she's like, well, he's like this comic. And the guy's
like, wait a second. Are you talking Booger Beard? Booger Beard?
Booger Beard's your boyfriend?
Booger Beard's your freaking boyfriend? Come and get my DeLorean.
And they go and they make out in there.
DeLorean was the best car you could think of.
Well, I was thinking this guy was stuck in the 80s. He's very well off.
If you showed up with a DeLorean, I'd be like, go ahead. This seems like an awesome car. And she came and she told me the news at her job. I didn't react in the way she wanted, I think.
How did you react?
Well, I reacted with a calm and excitement.
There's no such thing.
Hey, honey, I got a new job.
That's cool.
That's
good for you.
Do you want to know what
happy.
I'm doing?
What are you doing?
I don't know. Whatever
she's
a graphic designer.
She's a graphic designer.
Okay. Oh, cool. Yeah, you got a job in your field. That's money.
That's awesome. And guess what? I make so much more money than I even did the first time.
Like how much?
Double?
Like, almost double.
Oh.
And you're still.
But that means triple for you.
That's cool.
So how many more gigs are you going to pick up to...
I mean, that'll be a trivia Thursday.
Looks like a trivia Tuesday, Thursday, Wednesday. Trivia Sunday with Booger Beard Holmes.
Oh, wait, is this where you're... Wait. So on Saturdays, are you really working the booth or were you planning on her to work the kettle corn booth on Saturdays?
What are you, like, reading into my diary?
You were hoping
you were going to you thought she was going to work your kettle corn booth.
She was going to be your girlfriend and your employee?
She was probably like, look, honey, you don't need a new job. Honey, you don't, let's get on this kettle money.
This kettle money's hot.
Russ is painting a sign.
It's popping.
You don't need to use your degree and talent. Let's go make some corn.
I got you, babe. We're not going to get married, but please, by all means.
Oh, yeah, not getting married. That's right.
That's what it was. That's her new boyfriend's jet motorcycle.
Her angel's just watching motorcycle videos while you talk.
So I guess I got to step it up now then, right?
I mean,
you might want to start playing that lotto.
Okay, so I've always been famously anti-getting married, but now I feel like...
lock it down.
I got to lock it down.
Bend the knee.
And she might look at you and say, not today.
Think about how you treated her for those 2 weeks she was out of a job. Yeah. I mean, it was barely her being out of a job. And that you were already joking on her and jabbing at her. And now she has a better job, and she's making twice the money you are, and she has to tell her friends, that's my boyfriend.
Yeah.
He makes half of what I do.
Yeah, the comedy show, I think you told her she couldn't have another drink. Because she couldn't afford it. Something along those lines.
Is that true, Angelique?
What?
Yeah. He said something about, you better not order another drink, because,
you don't have a job.
Booger Beard. Is this true?
Well, I would never, ever say that. This funny joke that was, because that's hilarious. All right. Well, guys, you're going to see a different kind of Ryan coming from here on out. And just a more serious, more business-minded king of Denmark.
So if she got a better job and she's making double the money, that means the people that she's working with are probably making that kind of money as well.
Oh, yeah.
You know, she probably could hook you up with a job at that place.
They don't accept his kind. Similar to that.
So all her guy friends and girlfriends there are making, you know, that kind of money.
Yeah, thanks for making this worse. Thanks for making this a lot worse.
Just gotta make it better.
You know what?
You might want to get that suit.
Yeah.
Hey, another question. If Christina, if she wanted to have and wear one of these new bikinis. I thought it was her first thing. If she wanted to wear one of those with the underboob hanging out, would you allow her to, or would you not allow her to?
Being and knowing everything that I know now, with the discussion we just had, she can do whatever she wants as long as she still loves me.
That's a good answer. Very good.
Because
you can't allow her to do anything. It's, you know, she's a grown woman.
Yeah, independent. Well, hopefully not too independent. Now, it's going to be different, and I don't know. I'm excited. Well,
if you need a little help with your kettle corn business, will you ask her to borrow some money?
No.
Oh, no?
Can't do that.
Not yet.
You can't be in debt in a relationship, right?
Well, if you're in it together forever, whether or not you get married, then really, are you in debt to her?
Yes. See, that adds a whole different wrinkle that I'm not ready to go down.
What do you mean?
To be like financially involved?
Oh, this is Vince. I think he works with Christina.
You what's guys up? Are the worst.
Hello, Vince.
Hey, what's up, Russ?
Hey, Vince. So you work with Ryan's girlfriend?
Yeah, I'm the VP of marketing for this really exclusive company that we hired her for. She's very talented.
Yeah.
And I'm listening to the radio here. Are you the guy that she rarely talks about?
How
she described her boyfriend was very skinny legs.
Yeah,
correct.
A beard covered, draped in old dry boogers.
No, not true.
A brain that has been bruised. And that he hosts a trivia party at funeral?
That's really close there, Vince.
What's your name, bro? What's your name, bro?
My name's Ryan, bro. Who's this?
Ryan, this is Vince, and I'm the VP of where your girl works, and I don't like your tone.
What do you drive, Vince?
Right now, I'm driving a Toyota Supra.
That's that Fast and Furious car.
Yeah. Yeah, it's what I do. And I just gave her a raise. I just gave her a raise.
Wow.
Look, man, what you got to do is you got to step it up. What are your suits?
My suits? I got a nice Joseph A. Bank.
Joseph A. who? Loser? Joseph what?
It's a nice suit.
Ryan says...
Nice gray
Ryan
suit.
Loser? Ryan says loser?
Loser?
Loser!
Oh!
Whatever, bro. Look, she's a real dime piece, and we're glad to have her on board.
What's a dime piece?
Don't hit on my girl. Don't talk about my girlfriend like that.
Oh, I get it. She's a 10.
She's
get it.
Very happy.
10 cents.
I'm going to be heading out. We're going to go to the brew house later today.
Is she going with you guys?
Hell yeah, she's going, bro.
No!
Oh, so she gets to go out and go to after work Literally. Events with
you. Oh, he's, yeah, no, are you yeah, treating her out? On.
Angelique, enjoy you on the show.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think...
Because you have the money to do that.
I've got so much money that we're playing a trip to Barbados, a little company trip.
Yeah.
And the girls cannot pay for their loser boyfriend.
So spouses can't go?
I can't afford to go. How am I going to go?
I don't give a damn.
All right. Well,
all right. Later, girls. Later.
Thank you, man. All right. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning. Listen to the Monsters of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1, broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. If you want to see the new trend in bikinis, it's on our website at monsters.fm, the underboob. It's up. Also, we've got Brad Pitt's brother. What is it?
Doug.
Doug Pitt. It's up there. Poor Doug. And we got podcasts, all kinds of cool stuff. Go to monsters.fm to check it out. Man, have you guys noticed how many love bugs there are?
There's tons of them.
It is...
Are you trying to say that it seems like it's more than normal?
It seems like it's more than normal.
Is this just anecdotal, or do we have actual proof that it's more?
I have proof, and here's my proof. I believe because we did not have...
you're saying so?
I think because we didn't have a really, really cold winter. It did not kill off the
yeah, we did, though. We had a longer winter.
I don't think it was a really a cold winter, though. Not like a super... Not a whole lot of in the 30s, you know?
You know what it is? You're out in the APK now, bro. That's
so,
a different... That's
so
the
there's more love bugs in
yeah,
the...
Yeah, that's
Apopka.
Yeah, that's how it sticks.
So
yeah.
many more.
I mean, I think the mayor of Apopka, which is a raccoon,
yeah,
released a statement on it. He's like, more love bugs.
It seems like there's a lot more love bugs.
Yeah. And this is the first time, though, I've learned of a wise tale that actually works in killing these things.
Oh, what?
Killing love bugs?
Have you seen the one? And people are posting it everywhere. So if you take a big white, whether it's a bowl or a bucket or whatever.
White.
You pour some water. Something with that color.
They're attracted to white.
You pour water in there. You put a little bit of a sugar in there. And these guys will dive bomb into it and basically take themselves out. And it's been fascinating to see everyone post these different videos of it.
Wow. Hmm.
So if you put like if you have an issue with a swarm by one of your doors or something like that,
yeah,
you set that up next to the door and it clears it out.
Do you kill them? Do you when they're on you? Do you smash them?
No,
I don't either.
Am I
such a pussy that I just don't kill bugs? Like unless they're
dude,
actively
there's bugs having sex on you. You got
right.
that bug juice on you.
I know, but their love does inspire me at times, especially when they hang on the windshield, right? And you take off.
That's
wait,
a
hold on
and
forever.
It's like you can tell the dude's like, baby, hold on.
That's a
we don't make it. He's like, let go.
That's a level of commitment.
I got a thing with nature. Nature, you don't bother me. I won't bother your nature. If I see that snake in my front yard, I'm like, okay, snake, I'm scared of you. You're scared of me. We don't talk.
Yeah.
It's fine.
And, I mean, fire
Rush,
ants.
You buried the snake's eggs.
Yeah. That was his last. Yeah, I think
that was a warning.
Yeah.
Don't bite me, snake. Because I can do mean things.
Yeah. I'm very vicious.
Very vicious.
Yeah, I just try not to kill things. I think, you know, we go up to heaven and God's like, all right, let's look at the kill count.
What
all right,
all you kill?
All those cows, all right. And then they're like, love bugs. They didn't do anything
to
you.
Roaches are one. I can't.
Okay, that's
it's baby oil, guys. It's baby oil with water. My bad. Sorry. Not
baby
sugar.
Oil
yeah, I was like,
with
wow,
water
yeah.
in a white
and
bucket?
It has to be a white container.
A white container.
Bucket, yep. A white bowl. And then you put it by the door where it's swarmed. I don't know why it works. I've seen a bunch of videos on it. It seems to be working. Now, the other thing I always question when these come up, is this true that these were just man-made?
Yes.
No.
They were made to combat mosquitoes in Florida.
No, that's I hate to tell you, but love bugs are an invasive species to native to Central America.
No, University
they
of Florida
made, way,
made them.
No, they made their way from the Yucatan to South Louisiana in the 1920s.
Little town of Love, Peru.
I had always heard the thing like UF made love bugs, but they're... That's not true.
That would be insane. Okay, let's think about that for a second. Yeah. They created this entirely different bug, and
they
like,
did, and they sent it to Tallahassee to
get the FSU.
Florida State. Yeah, right.
No, they from the Bayou of Louisiana, first of all. So maybe LSU did it. But okay, so there nothing eats them. That's the weird part about love bugs. So nothing eats them, pretty much in Florida.
Are they poisonous to the lizard?
I'll eat one.
If it drops in some coleslaw, I'll rather eat one. No, I mean, so love coleslaw.
So they have no natural predators, and they actually used to be worse like 50 years ago.
And they spray.
And they start spraying stuff. But they used to be like public health crisis where you drive down the interstate in I-4 and people would have to pull over every like 10 miles to like clean their cars because you couldn't see anything.
And love bugs stink.
Well, that's why it's going to be soon.
They smell bad. You ever smelled one?
No.
They don't smell
bad. We smell bugs.
If you try to clean them off your windshield, they
Yeah, what are you, a hound dog?
What the hell's going on with you?
How do you clean your car?
Yeah, with the bug thing that you when you get gas, that bug thing.
Yeah, but no one cleans
it
smells. Like that.
Yeah, side to side. Yeah.
I do it like that.
Sometimes you get two of them and you swipe like that.
Yeah. All day long. Get tired after it.
Angela, did you have a question for us, by the way?
I did.
What was your question?
So my question to you guys, I asked some of the girls at work to find out what they would like to know about guys.
Oh.
Okay.
Right.
Since you guys are, you know,
men.
Burly men.
Yeah. Hot ass.
Manly dudes. Men, yes.
Yes.
We're man's men.
Why do men take so long to poop? Why do you have to take your phone and a magazine?
I thought you were a classy chick. I saw a girl.
Why does it take you so long? No, it's an honest question. It's an honest question.
First and foremost, just so you know, Russ's reaction is that he hates this topic.
He doesn't like poop talk.
I didn't know that. But so why does it take you so long, though, to go to the bathroom? We'll just say to go to the bathroom.
I'm in and out, man. I don't mess
every time, no matter what, you're in and out.
I'm reading. I'm looking over Twitter. But I've tried, you know, after a bad case of hemorrhoids, you realize you don't want to sit on that toilet too long. You don't. That's how you get hemorrhoids, just sitting on the toilet too long.
How do you get hemorrhoids from sitting on the toilet?
There's no contact. Let's be scientific here.
And then we're going to that.
And then
Angelique.
No, it's just like, do you like to sit in your stench? Like, you sit there for so long. What are you doing?
It's more like Superman's Cave of Solace.
Yeah,
right. It's what happens. Or fortitude. Yeah. You get away from everybody.
Yeah, no one bums in and bugs you.
Your insides. Why are you doing that?
No, because if you have a really fancy bathroom nowadays, the ventilation in these things, ventilation technology.
The ventilation?
Has been amazing, and it really sucks that stuff out of there.
I'm sorry that you dropped these massive bombs that you need to immediately leave, but... Vent fan, and you hang out in there, you
but
do
you
social
sit
medias.
In it. No, but why are you sitting in there? That's what I'm saying. If you need a quiet place, can't you just go somewhere
and
else?
And so all your girlfriends, this was the only question they had for men, is why they go to the bathroom.
Well, this was one of the questions, yeah. So I figured that I would ask this question.
I think probably reading.
A little alone time
little
for some
alone
guys.
Time, but like I said, if you want hemorrhoids, sit there alone.
Because we understand hour showers. Like, I get hour showers.
Yeah,
I
but
get,
you can come and bug us during the shower.
Like hour showers? Like
hour showers,
like 1 hour.
You do a 1 hour shower?
I don't.
She's saying
guys.
Some guys do it if they're 15, Angelique.
That's what I'm saying.
Not grown men.
I'm pretty sure some grown men probably do. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, that's a perfect place.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, see, when you're going to the bathroom, there's zero chance of anybody bugging you or doing anything. It's the quiet. If I'm taking a shower, my girl comes in all the time and has full-on conversations with me.
No, that's not good.
I don't mind it, but, like, it's not
alone.
And
when you're going to the bathroom, too?
No, if I'm going to the bathroom, leave me, don't even speak to me.
Yeah, but showers?
We have two separate bathrooms, man. That's the best thing in the world.
Yeah, that's
so she doesn't go to the bathroom while you're in the shower?
No.
That is
disgusting. Do you do that, Angelique?
No. No, but
yes,
I'm asking.
Yes, you do.
You looked up. She looked up to the left.
Yeah, you do that. When's the last time you did it? Just be honest. When's the last time you did that?
God. Do that.
We got to talk to.
I saw that.
We got to talk to Brody.
I
want to talk to Brody.
I don't do that.
We
got to
find out from Brody.
Hey,
can Brody come in here as a guest one day?
Yeah. Can we play Ask Brody?
I learned from Ryan. I will not make that mistake. I will not have my husband call.
Oh, the famous call when he wanted his girlfriend to call.
I learned very quickly. I took that note, and I have that
It'll
note.
It'll be great.
That is a no-go for me.
I'm going to ask Brody a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
He's like, Brody takes the biggest turn.
All right.
Growing with Brody.
All right, so... Angelique, it's your website is
pooping in the bathroom
it's,
with my husband.
Currently down.
Dancehotpooling.com.
Dancehot pooping in the shower.
Ryan, are you going to be doing anything tonight?
I'll be at Hammerland from 6 to 8 o'clock tonight. Come and hang out with me.
All right, Angel.
It's Official Angel on all social media platforms.
And then, Carlos, Sunday, I know you're going to be out at Radio MegaCon. I'll be out there all weekend, actually.
Yes,
with Jolly Jane. It's issue number 3. If you want to get it, that's where you're going to get it. Exclusively at MegaCon Orlando. It's a big, big show. We'll be out there with Real Radio. And then you got Carlos will be out there for Walking Dead on Sunday.
Yep.
And then Ryan's going to be out there with the Geeks of Comedy on Friday. So you can get it and look for Big City Comics.
And go to monsters.fm so you can check out Brand New to the Top podcast. I'm going to have an interview with Charlemagne the God up there very shortly. And just a bunch of new stuff. And thanks for checking it out. To the Top Carlos on Instagram.
Yeah, and the Monsters get to present Ace Frehley. It's going to be at Hard Rock Live October 27th. Looking forward to that. Tickets go on sale on Friday. So get your tickets and join us to see Ace Frehley on October the 27th. Stay tuned for the News Junkie right after the Monsters. Then at 3 o'clock is the Jim Colbert Show. Then it's Tom and Dan. After that, Real Laughs with Monsters Comics, and we'll be back tomorrow to do our thing. From Ryan, Angel, Angelique, and Carlos.
And the leader of this mess, my man, Russ, I poop for an hour, Rollins.
I do not. Thank you so much for listening. We ain't got to go home.
We got to get the hell out of the hand.
Swirl.
To win $1,000 is just minutes away on Real Radio 104.1.